Here starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from.
Okay. You know anything about that?
I know nothing about that. Who? What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from simply from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled "Leave My Penis Alone."
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller. Okay.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Shake the paranoia, can't stop the rock. Shake the paranoia, can't
stop the rock. La, 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 la.
Shake the paranoia,
okay?
Moo moo, coo coo, how you doing?
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack jawed yokels.
Hey, back off, big man. I may work with the chicks, but not with me.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know to fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And here they come.
No, no, Mike's there. They're really trick-treaters. Get them out of here.
He's out. He's out.
I bring a few chums by, do you?
I hate them.
Oh, they love you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 6X Underpants and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Broadcasting with abnormally large labia majora, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show a new episode on this Friday. October 25 heard.
Right.
You might want to go back to the other microphone, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Mike is having some vocal issues, and we have changed microphones, but the microphone that they just had in there really sounded like crap.
Very distorted, yes.
So we're going to switch back. Going to switch back to the other microphone now for Mike and
I think it'll be better.
Get it plugged in, and there, here you go. Look at how fast that is. And
hi, Don.
Hi. Hello. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
No, I'm fine. I'm just, fresh off the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and so I'm, trying some different things, man.
What's wrong with your voice?
Hey, now that's not fair. You stop doing that. You know, I know that offended you, and now
I
know.
What's wrong with your voice, man?
I was probably never more aware of how upsetting that must have been to you than when you did it to me the very first time. Because I know I used to do it to you. There was a while there where I did it like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I know it must have driven you absolutely nuts because it's all you were thinking about.
It's only
too.
Phase one right now.
Right.
Which you put me through when you're asking because you know, busting balls and it bothers you. Wait till it gets a little worse and until you get the really concerned when I start giving you advice on your lifestyle and the things that you're doing and all of our...
Like cigars.
All of our idiot listeners start calling in and everybody's got a theory about why you're losing your voice and don't you realize that this is how you make your living and how can you possibly live your life like that?
Right.
I'm telling you, all of you people out there right now, listen to me. Listen. Listen to this voice.
Yeah.
This is the voice of sanity, of rational behavior. And I'm telling you, that Mike will be back.
Oh yeah,
thank you. Yes,
he will. That voice will be back.
I do think that it's a somewhat of a lifestyle issue because you know, last night I must bring you greetings, two old friends who you might remember. The brothers Katrumpus, say hello.
The Greek, see, oh, now listen.
Willie and George and two-time Norris Trophy winner, Mr. Rod Langway, the finest defenseman ever to play in the NHL, and a good friend. We were all out last night.
I have stopped myself
from
lecturing you.
From critiquing me on my lifestyle.
Uh-huh. The way that people would lecture me about, you know, everybody thought, of course, when I had a vocal issue, they thought it was the fact that I smoked cigars.
Yeah, I understand,
and I'm ready to tell you that you shouldn't be in a smoky place, drinking a lot with the loud music where you've got to be screaming to be heard.
Right. You know, I don't smoke anymore. I haven't smoked for 2.5,
but
3 months.
But Mike, secondhand smoke.
Secondhand smoke and being
secondhand
in that environment.
Secondhand smoke,
it
Mike.
It was so good to see Willie and George again. Willie on my right side. George on my left side, and both of them just giving me total grief. And I got to do some quality jock sniffing with Rod Langway.
Yeah.
I'm my favorite hockey player when he played for the Washington Capitals.
I got your back on this.
Yes.
I got your back on this. You are not going to have to suffer the humiliation, the mental scarring that I went through when I had a vocal issue on this show just months ago.
Well, that's good. And you know, I'm going to be back.
But really?
I feel better, but I am modifying the way I talk.
What is wrong? Really?
What is wrong is I have reflux. How gross is that?
And that is like stomach acid?
That is stomach acid. She said, this is the third doctor now. I got my second opinion. And at night, when I'm sleeping, because of my way of sleeping and my broken nose and a variety of other factors, the acid...
Glug, glug, glug.
You know, let me tell you something. I asked specifically about that. And while it is a factor, it is one of many factors.
Glug, 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 glug.
Now, all that about watching my back, what are you doing to me now? You're killing me. You're killing me. But but that...
I'll watch your back for others.
That... As I was told, I have to modify.
Well, I believe, didn't you announce a couple of weeks ago that you were giving it up anyway?
No.
Or did you?
Yeah,
I thought you said recently that you had stopped drinking.
It's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Please, look
at me. They named Mike's hard lemonade after me.
I have to pick an occasion.
You see, my real name is Mike.
Yes. You know, it's been a very large part of my life this summer. And so, but I am modifying that. I also have to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy a a pillow support or a bed support that lifts
bed.
Up.
Yes.
Now, why am I a fag?
Bed, bath.
This is
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
That is on the prescription sheet. That's mm-hmm. what the doctor wrote down.
Dear faggot,
welcome to
Bed, Bath, and Beyond.
Where I have to lift my head up above my feet, and I have to take a reflux pill.
Wow.
One a day and a reflux pill right before I go to bed.
You're a mess.
And I am.
But I got your back.
Well, I appreciate that.
I have got your back.
And I say bravo to you, sir.
I say bravo to you, sir. And it's no longer is it summer, Mike. It is officially fall, and this weekend...
Do we fall back?
Yes, and this is the one that I hate. This is the one I don't approve of.
Yeah.
I just want to point out to everybody right now that Monday, at this time... You won't be hearing the show.
That's right.
Because
we're rebelling against it.
Because on Monday, when you think it's 3 o'clock and mm-hmm. time for the show,
mm-hmm.
the entire world is going to be pretending that it's 2 o'clock. And really starting Monday, this show will be heard from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. instead of from 3 until 7. And for those of you on the West Coast,
it'll be 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
Yeah. The show will be heard at 2
right,
to
excuse
6.
Me, Mike. Not 4 to 8. That's when we go the other way.
So
right,
we will be here. So right now, technically, on Monday, it's going to be...
We would have been here for an hour already.
Very confusing.
It's thank good. You. Yeah. Thank you for helping me with that.
But no. When you say that this is the one you hate, don't you hate both times they change
yeah.
the clock?
I
hate them both equally.
Yes, I say that every time we change the clock.
I love spring forward.
I don't see why there's the need. I lived in Indianapolis for a while. I disc jockeyed there at a couple of stations. Indianapolis, for whatever reason, never changes the time.
Right.
All these other cities in America, in all the different time zones, we all spring forward and fall back. It's always the same in Indianapolis.
That's
one thing.
Must be nice.
That's one thing I loved about that right-thinking city.
Right.
You never had to change your watch. And I'm looking at my watch now thinking, Monday...
It'll be 10 after 2.
2. And we'll be sitting up in the office watching television.
Yeah, we won't
but
be coming down.
But we should be here doing the show.
Our bodies will be telling us that we should be on the air, and we'll be just sitting there watching soap operas.
Time change sucks.
Yeah,
and that happens because it's not summer, because it's just fall.
Pick one, stick to it. That's what I like.
You know, but I do, as much as I hate fall back, I love spring forward.
Not really, why?
I love getting an extra hour in the day.
I love an extra hour of daylight.
And,
you know,
that is good.
I'm confessing that I actually enjoy the changes. I really do. Because, like, you know what it tells me? It's like spring back, fall back. Uh-huh. It's time to hibernate.
Yeah.
Time to go in there, you know, get under the blankets, put the fire on, and just chill out. And wait until next spring when we come out with our golf clubs.
I'd like it if every year, twice a year, you still move the clock forward an hour. So about every, 24 years, you'd gain a day.
That's a good way of looking. Hello there, Don and Mike. Rob, speaking of that, would someone please open the drapes? There is no more the things outside.
The blinds. The mini blinds.
We caught the sniper.
Right. Yes.
There's not a chance we're going to be shot today. Please open
the
blinds.
It's a very gray day.
And now that the snipers is gone, all the people gather out front like it's the Today Show again.
Hello. We caught the sniper, but if I have to listen to one more lawyer talk about the case... You know, shut the F up.
Well,
we caught the guy.
That's why your TVs have a dial.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why most of them turn right here to Panorama on Channel 5. That's just a blast from the past.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Hello.
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 Save your anger, Don. You want to be angry in the spring. Right now, we're on abnormal time. This weekend, we go back to regular time, the way that you actually do like it.
No, you know, these guys are right. I complain both times when we change the clock. I just don't like the changing of the clock.
Yeah, you really hate fall back. You hate fall back a lot worse than you hate spring forward.
Yeah, I think so.
Because spring forward, I mean, is a bonus. Spring forward means more daylight. Spring forward will mean...
An hour of golf.
It will an extra hour of golf. It will mean that we're driving home when the sun is going down, as opposed to driving home, which we will start... Monday, driving home in the dark.
Yeah, well, that doesn't bother me. It's just I know Monday. Monday. I never change my watch, incidentally, for the first week because I always like to remind
you. Never change your watch
you
when
you
go to the West Coast either.
No, well, now I always keep East Time Coast. We go to the West Coast.
That's smart, though. I like
but
that.
For the first week, whenever there's a time change, I always keep my watch on purpose on the old time, just so I can occasionally stop and say, aha. Last week at this time,
right.
It was whatever time it was, because I still don't know why we do this. It's Nixon's fault. He's the guy that started this, right?
Yes. Nixon did?
I think Nixon is the man that started this whole goddamn...
So the man had one flaw.
Daylight Savings Time and the Monday Holiday Act were both his.
So the man had one flaw. I like that.
One flaw. Hello, Don Mike Show. Hello?
Yes, Chief Investigator Domingo.
Hello, sir.
Yes, go Giants. Calling from South Lake Tahoe.
Right, good Giants.
Love it.
It's really looking like they're gonna skate in now. I think they're gonna do it.
You know, I really don't care for baseball.
Love to see a team that hasn't won it in years do it. I love that.
But I do have a comment on last night's game. I think it was last night.
Move the child away from the plate.
Bingo.
Hysterical. We don't need children at home plate when
I don't know.
Men are coming in to slide home.
Mark McGwire started this when he hit the home run and his kid came out there, okay? That was a nice moment. Mark McGwire hits a home run. There's nobody running the bases but him. His kid comes out. They have a ceremony. That's nice.
His kid was like 10, too, wasn't
he? Now, every freaking person in the world, all of these ball players, they all bring their kids to the game. And what happens last night is
that... a three-year-old.
The kid who is the son of the manager of the Giants, one of the players actually has to reach up and grab the kid.
And, I mean, did so with an amazing amount of skill. He picked the kid up as he was crossing the plate with a guy that was halfway down the baseline in back of him, and the kid was the reaction of Dusty Baker was funny enough. The reaction was just with his head down, but you don't put a 3-year-old as a bat boy.
Danger.
I mean, you could really get what if there was a line drive or something that? You know,
3-year-old. You got a 3-year-old, and they're out there, they're playing the game, and you have a big 200-pound man who's running as hard and as fast as he can towards the base, and thank God one of the players reached out and grabs the manager's kid.
As he was crossing the plate, which was one of the most skillful, they ought to give him the MVP for that, for saving the kid's life. And the kid, I'll tell you one thing, the kid is fast.
But I'll give you all of that, but the whole thing just stinks on ice.
Mm-hmm.
It stinks. It's not daycare.
Right.
It's baseball.
Right.
It's baseball. There's no crying in baseball, and there are no 3-year-olds in baseball.
Well, the kid should be in bed also.
Yes.
I mean, the kid should be, it should be nighty-night, and what it is really, I mean, any way you slice it, it's weak parenting is what it is. It's not being able to say no, and that's, that's one of the issues.
And who knows how much...
hit that kid like a rag doll.
He said something like in the press conference that my mother said he was too little to be out there. So I guess he was talking about the kid's grandmother.
Yeah.
How old is Grandmama?
I'm not sure.
Grandmama, baby? Jesus Christ, she's got to be an old one. What, Robbie? Why?
She could be the bad boy.
Well, she probably wouldn't have run up to home plate while the play was going on.
She would have got killed if she was out there.
Ma Baker.
Thank you.
Right, see ya.
Goodbye.
Yeah, there's at least one exciting thing of the World Series, and it's the fact that the manager's kid almost got creamed last night.
So close
at home plate.
I mean, and it was such an unbelievably athletic move that the player made. Was it J.T. Snow? Was that the guy that grabbed the kid?
He's the hero.
Yeah.
The American hero. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Dave from San Francisco. Hey, he's been doing that for, 8 years. Ever since he came here, 10 years ago, but he's been letting kids come into the dugout. You know, it's more of a family type thing that he does with the players. And
well, listen to me for a second here. I really don't have a problem, I don't think, even with a kid being on the bench, because a kid could get hit with a line drive sitting in the right on the front row as easily as he could sitting on the bench.
Absolutely.
But last night, this kid was out there on the field.
He was arguing with another one of the bat boys as to who was going to get Lofton's bat
because
he's such a big fan, and a 3-year-old is not capable of making those decisions.
I got news for you. A 3-year-old really can't even BM by himself.
No.
Right? At 3, you're not toilet trained, right?
At 3, at 3, my kids were.
Yeah.
At 3...
you're exceptional children. I believe for my son it was 7, 8, maybe 9. I don't remember. All I know is that they're just barely out of diapers.
Yes, right. They are barely out of diapers.
And I got
at the very best.
Got another thing from yesterday's show. Christina Aguilera, her little man in the boat down below rides in a yacht. She's got a 2-carat Pierce Diamond Ring down there.
All right. Thank you, my friend. So, don't forget the motto on this show, ever forward. Thank you. And I guess we're on in San Francisco. We're not on in Anaheim, so I guess we're rooting for the Giants, right?
Mm-hmm. Got to root for the city that we're on, right?
And this is perfect timing. This could not have worked out better.
Really?
Well, with getting these calls and talking about the World Series, it's time for the Don and Mike Newsmaker of the Week.
Ah. Oh, you got somebody special this week.
Yep. Another Friday, and America's salivating as they await the arrival of another Don and Mike Show Newsmaker of the Week. So
very good.
I'm not going to make you wait anymore. If you've been outside, you notice the brisk chill in the air that heralds the arrival of autumn, and it wouldn't be October without the Fall Classic.
Wow.
Or as I, Don, like to call it, the World Series. And whether you're rooting for the Giants or whether you root for the Angels, there's one thing we can all agree on. Today's Newsmaker of the Week is the greatest thing to happen to baseball since Mark McGwire. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm simian welcome to the Rally Monkey.
Ah, the Rally Monkey.
The Rally Monkey.
Jesus. Jesus Christ, Captain. Could that intro have been any more long-winded? Now, that was almost as boring as sitting through a Major League Baseball game.
Rally Monkey, it is a pleasure to have you on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, never mind that. Never mind that. Who do I have to hump to get a Christen banana around here?
Are you hungry, Rally Monkey?
Are you retarded, pain in the ass disc jockey? Huh?
I am not retarded.
Oh, I see. This is how it's going to be. Well, I can lie, too. Hello, my name is the San Diego Chicken. No, wait, I'm the Philly Fanatic.
Now, stop it. I can clearly see that you are the Anaheim Angels Rally Monkey. It's obvious.
Not as obvious as you being a retard. I mean, look at you standing there drooling on yourself and wearing your corrective shoes. Hey, have you walked in front of any Buicks lately?
Oh, wow.
My goodness, Rally Monkey, you know, you are not a very polite primate.
Damn right. And you don't have to be polite when you're the mammal that single-handedly saved the American pastime. Look at me, America. You love me. I'm the Rally Monkey. Yeah, clap your retarded thumbsticks, you simple mooks.
Rally Monkey, how did you get this cherry gig?
I've had a secret love affair for years with the founder and former owner of the Anaheim Angels. You know, the late singing cowboy Gene Autry.
Right.
That's right. He spent all day riding his horse and all night riding me.
Oh, wow.
But now Gene Autry used to own the Angels. Aren't the Angels now owned by Disney?
Yep. I sure have had to swallow a lot of Michael Eisner to keep this gig.
Oh, wow.
Now, I have a hard time believing that both Michael Eisner and Gene Autry were into homosexual bestiality.
Well, actually, Don, I'm a girl monkey.
Okay, now this, let me just tell you. If you've read anything about the Rally Monkey,
right,
this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I'm a girl monkey, and my given ape name is Katie. That's right. You may have seen me, you might see some of my screen work as Marcel on the hit TV show Friends.
Oh, you're the monkey on Friends. How did you get that job?
Simple. You know, like all the others, I sucked my way all the way to the top. I mean, my breath still smells like David Schwimmer. See?
Oh, gee, you, that smells
nasty.
You're telling me. But to be told, I'm a lovely female monkey. That's right. Look at my precious labia majora.
Oh, wow.
So you are a female monkey whore.
So you're a male horse's ass.
Touché, monkey.
Touché, human.
Now, wait a minute. Are you reaching into your backside for a special itch? You know, I love this, like, on National Geographic.
Sure.
I love that monkey behavior.
No, Dickweed. I've got a fistful of my own monkey feces standing
by
in case this bit gets any worse.
Now, that's right. Monkeys have this thing for throwing their own feces. It's instinct.
Actually, it's learned behavior. You know, my tutor was a half-man, half-monkey named Billy Reed. Right. I understand he changed his name to Charles Broyhill. And he's not living amongst you humans, you know.
Yeah.
Just walking upright and all that. You know, imagine his feet still looks like his hands, though.
How can we prevent you from tossing that feces at me?
Well, don't do that AIDS bit. You know, that was never funny. Even the first time, it wasn't funny.
But I love that gag, the AIDS bit.
Well, get ready for a knuckleball of duty.
Ha! Oh, no.
Oh, I missed you, beater. Strike one.
Hey, stop throwing your poop at me, Rally Monkey.
but it's sweet and delicious. You know, it's fresh from my anus.
Here we go.
You know, my eating too many peanuts anus, my hot dog anus, my Charlie is dying anus, my oatmeal makes me fart anus, my red sox need a rally monkey anus, my estranged anus. Man, your anus rocks, and that's for you, O'Mara.
Thank you, Rally Monkey.
We are joined today by the world-famous World Series Angels Rally Monkey. After baseball season is over, what's next for you, my lady?
Well, I'm going up to my off-season job as the CEO of Infinity Broadcasting.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Lots of openings in management lately. And if I was in charge, you guys would have never done that sex in the church thing, you know?
Oh, no.
What the F were you stupid humans thinking anyway?
You know, this happens every week. That was not us, monkey.
Oh, okay. We're back to line now. Hey, where's my Curious George book? I left it around here somewhere.
I haven't seen your Curious George book. This is a block show, a blockbuster, a bombshell. You know how to read?
Nope. I just ripped the pages out to wipe with.
Oh, you.
You know, and by the way, I hope you don't mind I stole your spare tire to make a swing. Whee!
Oh, no. What is it that you actually do to rally the Angel baseball fans?
Well, I dance, you know, and act all monkeyish and all that. And all those retards eat it up with a big wooden spoon, human dopes.
Besides being the rally monkey, what other jobs have you held?
Well, I worked with an Italian organ grinder, and I served as a helper monkey for a morbidly obese man named Vincent.
Oh, wow.
You know Vincent,
yeah.
Who won your bologna contest yesterday?
Right.
His underpants are size 6X.
Yeah,
that's right. And, of course, I was the first monkey in your NASA program to go into space. Now, all that changed when I met sweet Gene.
Gene Autry used to own the Angels. What was Gene Autry like?
He was a great lover with a gentle touch.
Oh, dear.
He used to shave me and call me Jeremy.
Oh, my.
Good times. We took turns being the man.
Oh, no.
And now?
Ice nuts are badly. Hateful. Always threatens to put me in one of his Disney monkey jungle rides. And then he's always sorry the next day with flowers and bananas and liquor. Oh, I enable him.
You are enabler. You're right about that. Have you been to all the games this year?
Oh, yes. I picked Nats up Barry Bonds and ate him. Nice fella. He's a real nice fella. He treated me with respect, unlike the Angels.
What did the California Angels, the Anaheim Angels, do to you?
Well, you know, they read a book about my grandfather, Scatter.
Scatter the monk.
That's right. He was a monkey owned by Elvis Presley. Elvis killed him by letting him freeze to death.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as for the Angels, they put me in a Gatorade cooler last night and had my social seal on the lid.
Now, that's a dangerous situation. How did you get out?
I called David Jones on my cell phone.
I get it. He's a monkey. Right, David Jones.
Oh, there you go.
I get jokes.
Yeah, you get tiresome. But I'll exact sweet revenge on the Angels.
How will you get your revenge, Rally Monkey?
Well, there will be rally issue in their Gatorade tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm pooping in the giant cooler before the game.
Whee! Oh, you.
Drink my orange-flavored pieces.
Oh, my.
I'm telling you, game number 6 will be decided by number 2. That's right. Wait till the entire roster comes down with a strange stomach virus.
Oh, no.
Take that, Eisner. You know, you can bet your ass they'll need that carny bad bread doctor you had on the show yesterday.
Oh, you keep referring to yesterday's show. We had Dr. Katz on. Wasn't he marvelous?
Yeah. Another great booking. Christ, who's your producer? I might be related to him.
You know, I know you're kidding. You're just giving us a hard time, Rally Monkey.
I sure am, Bill O'Reilly. Give him hell, Bill. No spinning.
I am not Bill O'Reilly.
You're a douchebag. A human douchebag. Suck my tail. Go on. Suck it real good.
Oh, wow. Man, that's nasty.
I don't want to suck your monkey tail.
Okay, you asked for it. The wind-up. And here comes the heat.
Oh!
Oh, nasty.
Your feces hit me in the chin.
All right. Take your base. That'll teach you to crowd the plate.
Take your base.
That's right. What's the radar gun say?
The radar gun says that feces came in at 89 miles an hour. That's a good feces fastball.
Well, if I eat enough bananas, I can throw a weaker slider.
You know, I think the most amazing thing we've learned today is that the famous Rally Monkey can talk.
Right.
Well, I think the most amazing thing I've learned is that this show's still on the air. That's right. Which one are you, Ron or Fez?
Funny. I'm Don.
Oh, you're Don. I'm calling Les Moonves to have your ass fired.
Now, wait. There's Les Moonves. You're pals with Les Moonves?
I'm a CBS primetime consultant. Baby Bob was mine.
Wow.
All mine.
That's great.
An outrageous hack. But I've written 28 episodes of The King of Queens.
It shows.
Thank you.
Before you go, will you rally me?
All right.
I don't know if you've seen this.
Back it up, back it in. Let me begin. I cannot win a battle. That's a sin. I will never slack up. Fuck you, better back up. Try and play the role. And you're the whole crew will act up. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, and get down. How's that, A-hole?
That was really lovely.
F you, F-ball. I'm catching the last train to Clarksville. Whee! Howdy, ha-ha. Good day to you.
But Rally Monkey, hold up, please. Last question. Will the Red Sox make the playoffs next year for Mike?
I said good day.
Oh, there he goes. There he goes.
Jump around, jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump.
The Rally Monkey. You're not a Mike Newsmaker of the week.
Wow.
The Rally Monkey.
Every week and get the hottest newsmaker of the time and talk. Wow.
Yeah, the monkey.
Man, oh man.
Hey, you want to hear something really funny? I think they have found a sponsor for that bit.
My God.
Starting next week, that's actually going to be sponsored.
Wow.
Okay, thank you, Monkey.
All right.
I guess we got to, why do we have to break? Why must we be, a slave? A slave to the whims of...
I don't know.
A slave to the whims of... because of Sam's schedule?
Yep.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeesh.
Okay. Well, we're going to break now.
Yeah.
Because, Our Pick the Pros guy, Jim Nance from CBS, is sick.
Aww.
He's too sick to come on the radio today.
Bill O'Reilly was sick today, too.
So I think we've come up with a last-minute replacement for our NFL feature, which we'll
hold on a second.
We'll get to in just a moment.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Yeah, think about it, Mike. Think
Jim
about
Nance.
It. Bill O'Reilly sick on the same day.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You do the math. Phone number 877-365-3636. Get a call number 100.
Who are those two guys walking through Central Park with their shirts off?
Right now, we're playing for $1,000 with the brand new Secret Sound, which was debuted yesterday on the show. Here it is. It's a very easy to decipher. A common everyday sound. I am surprised you dumbasses don't know it already.
Yeah.
It's the second time you've heard it. There's the third time you've heard it.
I've got it.
It's a distinctive sound. What is it, Mike?
It's a clicking sound.
It doesn't sound anything like any of the other secret sounds we've had. It's unique in its own way.
Sure.
And it's worth $1,000 right now.
Personal hygiene.
If you are caller 100, and good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Wasn't that what I need?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We made up. Time for a call number 100. Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hey, you're caller 100, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, what's your name?
My name is Bill.
Hi, Bill. Where are you from?
I'm from South Jersey, right outside Philadelphia. Wonderful 94 WYSB.
Right. Love WYSB. You have got the DVD and soundtrack to Wind Talkers. with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, directed by John Woo.
John Woo, action adventure director.
Now, hello, Nicolas. In this scene, I want you to shoot a gun, then run, run.
I was a bigger fan of you in Captain Corey Mandarin.
Hello, this is John Woo. I directed John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage in Face Off.
Nicolas Cage, he's a good boy.
Your prize, courtesy of MGM Home Entertainment and Hollywood Video. Now, you're playing for $1,000, which means we're not even going to give you a clue.
Wow.
You just got to hear the sound. You're cold cocked with the sound, if you'll accept that. And then you tell us what it is. I'll tell you it's a common, everyday sound. Even I can't keep a straight face when I say that this time.
A common, everyday sound.
A common, everyday sound.
Right.
It is.
Sure it is, Rob.
Every day.
Keep saying that. We'll play you the sound now. We'll give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Sugar Ray.
And Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Common every day. Really, last time, when's the last time you actually... For me...
This morning?
Really, this morning? No, you're lying.
Answer the phone. I know that you're home. I want to get you alone and do it again. Do it again.
Yeah, I like that song. I like the real song.
Thank,
yeah.
Thank you. You don't like my version of it?
$4,000. Name it. Name it and claim it. What is this? What's the sound?
Could it be a light switch?
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, light switch would be something. That is a common sound.
That is common.
That's
nice. Every day.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks. Thank you for listening. And hold on. Don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
Clue for you. Now, it's Friday. And as I mentioned, Jim Nance is a supreme pussy. That we got to deal with Nancy. That she's going to be on the show every week.
Right.
Throughout the football season. And we let her off. The 1 week when she was getting an award to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
You're furious at Nancy.
Well, because it was a big moment for her. So we said, yeah, sure, go ahead and take it. We're ready. You know, I believe I sang to Jim on the phone that night. Do you once, twice, three times a lady?
She was thrilled.
She was. But then we got the words that she has a cold.
Oh.
She has a head cold, and she's afraid that she might miss her appearance on Sunday's CBS show.
Bill O'Reilly gave it to her.
So we want to thank... Coming on to help us out of the pinch here, ladies and gentlemen, simply the greatest linebacker in the history of the National Football League.
Amen, brother.
Number 70 in your program and number one in your heart, the great Sam Huff. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys.
You remember that Sam was on the show to get his flu shot last week?
He was, and he's been nice enough to come in here today. We appreciate it, Sam.
Yeah, well, good. My arm's all swollen up. I have to come in and get one in the other arm to balance it out.
Sam,
I'm just joking. It was great.
I don't know if you remember. I'm sure you remember. But I'd like to know your recollection of the first time that we talked about it on the air. You probably remember better than we do. The first time that we actually met, you and me and Mike.
I believe it was on an airplane.
On that airplane.
we said we were never going to talk about that.
Okay. You got that.
Just right. So you know, Sam, you frightened us that day.
Absolutely.
Well. I meant to, but that's in the past.
I meant to. That's good.
Let me see. I know, Sam, you're going to a party tonight, right? You're going to the Redskins 70th anniversary party tonight?
Yeah, the 70 greatest players are going to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, and it's this is something that Dan Snyder is putting on. He does some great things, and he thinks he gets criticized a lot, but he does a lot of great things. He wants to get the old-time ball players when he was a kid, you know, to watch Sonny and Sam and Charlie and Bobby and Chris Hamburger and everybody play. And, you know, and he's only 37, but I think he's doing a lot of great things for the old-time ball players. And
yeah, I can't imagine anybody making fun of Dan Snyder. That did that's irresponsible.
You're not going to be around long if you do.
Yeah, that's irresponsible.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. That is short-sighted, anybody that does that.
Yeah.
When do we win the Super Bowl?
The man spends money he wants to win in the worst way, you know, and he's learning how, you know. Hey, he's only 37. He's younger than my youngest son.
You tell him for us. Don't let the little things get you down. You know, just.
Well, he's coming along. I think he's learning to understand it. You know, he is a little subject to to criticism, and it's easy to criticize him sometimes because he does so much. And I, you know, I believe this, and an old-timer told me one time, he said, show me a shortstop who covers no ground, I show you one who makes no errors. So
there you go. And you know, he doesn't, when he puts these things on, it's never small time, right?
Oh, it's, everything is, hey, money is not the object with him. It's to do it right.
Sammy, you mentioned shortstop. Do you know, I have a picture in front of me of Dan Snyder from the Washington Post, I think when he was playing like Pop Warner football. Do you know if he played baseball, if he was a shortstop, or?
Well,
I don't know. I just, because you mentioned shortstop, I didn't know.
Yeah, I played baseball as a catcher, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody tries to steal home.
There you go. The tough guy's always going to play. But I guess a lot of players are showing up tonight for this thing, too, right? A lot of former players?
Yes.
That's great.
It's a black tie affair at the Marriott Hotel, and we're all going to be there. And Sonny will be there, too. I mean, he's got all of his buddies coming in, you know. Dyron Talbert and Billy Kilmer and all those guys that played with Sonny, you know, he fortunately he doesn't drink anymore. All of his buddies are coming to town.
I heard a rumor that, and you can tell me if it's true or not, that there was going to be a famous comedian there tonight, that Snyder had hired a famous comedian.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the show's going
to
be.
All right, maybe I'll let you out of the bat. It's Martin Short.
Martin Short's supposed
That's
to be
what
there.
I had
wow.
Heard.
Yeah. Well, who knows? We'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Sam, are you ready to pick a couple of games with us?
Yes.
All right, now great. Here we go. The first game, I should mention, this segment's Pick the Pros, brought to you by NFLWatch.com. High-quality watches from all 32 teams, including the Schedule Watch.
Very good.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Okay.
Okay, everybody remember that. Order today and get free shipping from NFLWatch.com. That's NFLWatch.com. Now, I'm kidding. Actually, Sam, I heard it was Rich Little who was the guy that was going to be performing tonight.
Rich Little.
Yes.
I remember that guy.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
First game, and here's...
Strawberry shortcake for dessert.
We'll pick in this order. It'll be Don, Mike, and then number 70, Sam Huff. Oakland at Kansas City. This is a huge game. I guess I will go with the Raiders. Mike.
I like the Raiders also.
Sam.
Well, I tell you what, since they're playing at Kansas City, and you guys picked Oakland, I'll go with Kansas City.
There you go. Great. Denver at New England. I still think Denver's highly overrated, but they keep winning every week. I'll take the Patriots. Mike.
I'm going to go with you again on this one. I like the Patriots also.
Sam?
I'll go with the Patriots because they're playing at home and they've lost the last two.
Now, here you go. Here's one for you, Sam. Monday night game, Giants at Philly. No way Philly loses at home. I take the Eagles. Mike.
Eagles all the way in this game.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL, you know, and their quarterback. I think the difference in all of these games a lot of times is the quarterbacking, and the Eagles, with McNabb, they have one of the best quarterbacks around. He's tough. I mean, he runs the ball, he throws the ball, and I think that, they got three of the Redskins up there that's Dave Thrice. Watch him because he's a heck of a football player.
And don't forget, I go
with the Eagles.
Yeah, Brian Mitchell's still doing a hell of a job up there.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at the Ravens. Okay, upset special right here. Ravens, Mike.
Well, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Or Sam.
Because Ray Lewis is not going to play, and he's the heart of the defense. And I just think Pittsburgh is one of the best teams in the league now. And they got Tommy Maddox throwing the ball, and they set down Cordell Stewart. And so I don't know, but it's going to be a real good game. But I'll go with Pittsburgh because you guys went with the Ravens.
I changed mine, and I forgot about I forgot about Ray Lewis, so I'm going to change mine to Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh.
But Jerome Bettis isn't playing either.
Yeah, but I still think Maddox is throwing the ball real well for the Steelers.
And now Sam, I think I know who you're going to choose in this one. The Redskins have no small task when they play the Indianapolis Colts Sunday night. And boy, we pick for high stakes here. I got to take the Colts. Mike.
I'm also going to go with Indianapolis. I think they're going to... Well, no, you know what? I wrote down Washington. I think Washington's due for a win. They're going to win this game.
Sam?
Well, I think they're starting Mitchell, which will give them some experience at quarterback. And they've lost the last couple of games. So I think the Redskins are ready to win.
You meant Matthews, not Mitchell.
Them anyway.
All right. Very good.
Guys, and Sam, have a great time at the party tonight.
Okay, guys.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Sam Huff.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
In his day, let me tell you something, he dwarfed the competition.
It was the man.
I was almost not able to keep it together.
Really, almost fell apart right there.
Almost. We had a little fun.
Martin Short.
Bobby Short.
I'm sitting here, I'm trying like everything short, small,
little, tiny,
little, rich little, rich little than Martin Short. Hold that, of course, for our friend Dan.
Strawberry shortcake for dessert, and then, you know, if they all stay out all night, in the morning they'll go out for a short stay.
You don't catch the midnight movie. Maybe Stuart Little will be on.
They are having a film festival. Stuart Little, Little Man Tate will be shown. Thumbelina.
Anyway.
The champ.
Thank you, Sam. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, good afternoon.
Yes, hi there.
Hey, hate to backtrack. I have an idea for how to increase your ratings.
Really?
We need more of the Morgan twins.
The Morgan twins.
Harry Morgan and Morgan Freeman.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You.
That's the secret, eh?
Bye-bye. That's it. That's the formula. I guess that's the one bit of the one piece of the puzzle we haven't put together yet.
I didn't know Sam Huff well.
Hello, not in Mike's show.
I think the Ravens are definitely going to come up short this weekend without Ray Lewis.
Okay. Everybody wants to see.
Andy Dufresne would walk out in the yard with Dan Snyder in his pants leg.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wanted to let you know about the kid that was for the managers for the San Francisco manager's son.
Yeah, what about him?
He's going to stay in there. Because
that was not the manager's son, and we got that. This just in from ESPN. That was actually Dan Snyder.
It was who?
That was Dan Snyder,
owner of the Washington Redskins.
He was out.
He was the bad boy. Not the Giants.
Anyways, they're gonna keep that kid in there because he's brought a winning record. They pulled it out yesterday.
Right. Okay. Thank you, idiot. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Ew.
That's good.
Well, but once again, I've got to ask, you know, I do this with everybody that calls and says we suck. Okay, we suck, but you're listening and you're calling. So what does that say about you?
Well, I used to listen to you.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
I'm debating on turning you off or not.
All right, well, let me make it easy for you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I haven't heard Buzz today, and I'm in love with him.
Buzz, this woman is in love with you.
Now, hello, ma'am.
Now, Buzz introduces himself at the end of every show.
I've been speaking. I've been here.
Hey, Buzz, I heard a recorded show you all did, I don't know how long ago, with a hooker. You all got on the phone, and you put your Mac Daddy voice on her, and I was just... rest of the day.
That's the weekend program called Buzz Burbank, My Life Away from the Microphone.
Hey, ma'am. Ma'am, would you like Buzz to talk a little sexy to you?
Well, Buzz does something to me I don't think I can talk about.
All right, Buzz, listen, we like to keep this under glass.
Go ahead. Just listen to Buzz. Go ahead.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing, Andrea?
You got a voice that would just kind of melt panties off of people.
I am so glad you called.
Give her a little more, Buzz.
I like hearing from ladies like Andrea.
Okay.
All right, Andrea, you're not having any fun. You're yapping.
Can I ask you a question?
Jesus Christ, he's doing what you want. You're like yapping
you
all
want,
the way through
what,
it.
What do you want to access?
What's
Go
your
ahead.
Question, baby?
I to know what race. Buzz is.
Buzz is a mulatto.
Mixed.
No, is he really?
Yes, he's. Oh, it is exactly half down the middle.
Half
I mean,
African American, half Korean.
God damn, you got a fool. I'm sorry.
And I mean, he's. When I say down the middle, I mean the right side of his face
is African American.
The left side is Korean. He's got one eye that's round, and the other guy that goes like vertically.
Right.
You know.
I was hoping you'd say African American from the waist down.
Yeah, that too.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It does something for me.
Thank you, Andy. So...
Buzz's nickname here at the station is Boa.
And if you ask for a publicity picture of Buzz, you're really going to be confused because he will not take a photo straight on.
Right.
So you get a profile shot that either you get the Korean side or you get the African American side.
Which side do you want?
I'll take it whatever way I can get it, as long as he talks.
God bless you, Andrea.
Oh, man.
Buzz, talk Korean for her.
Thanks for calling, baby.
Give her some Korean, Buzz. Dung Chow Rebae.
Dung Chow Rebae, baby. dumb child rebate of you.
Give me something to think about later on, okay?
Moo-goo guy pants.
Goodbye, Andrea.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye, darling. Ah, Buzz.
That's great. You know, I like that feature. I really do.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, happy Friday to you guys.
Right.
You could not have been more right about yesterday, about how you said everybody was this jolly in the city.
Yep.
And today they're back to their normal selves, including me.
Absolutely.
Where's your clap detector now? Wow.
I had dick, this guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, this is Darren Baker, son of Giant Fan, Dustin Baker.
You know, it's a great idea, but the phone's dropping out.
Hello?
Hey, you know, there's been a lot of banter about my play at the plate last night.
Yes,
now, let's
yes,
just break
man.
It down for everyone. I am the bat boy. I get the bat.
All right.
All right, we understand you're angry.
And how old are you? Hello? That's right. Turn your radio up so you can hear yourself.
God.
For goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is the Little Big Man. I wanted to see a Buzz and talk sexy to me.
Buzz, everybody wants you to talk sexy.
Do you do homosexual speaking, Buzz?
Sure, why not?
All right, go ahead.
Wait, hold on.
What's your name, sir?
This is the Rickster, Little Big Man.
It's the Rickster.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello, Rick.
Please do.
How you doing, baby?
Please do, Buzz. Buzz.
Rick, I am so glad you called.
Now I'm grossed out. I kind of hang up on that guy.
Gross,
and end that conversation.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. You're on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hey, I just wanted to say something. Yeah, Sam Huffle in there. Why don't you ask him who cut the cheese?
Yeah. Oh, listen, that's another great Sam moment.
That's a great piece of tape.
We could have an entire show full of Sam Hoff moments. Last night, I finally got my wife to not watch Will and Gay.
Okay.
Finally got her to watch CSI last night.
Ah.
And I've been talking up the show for a year and a half. And last night, I think, without a doubt, maybe the worst episode I've ever seen.
Bad episode of CSI last
night. CSI. Half of it was okay,
mm-hmm.
where they had the hockey player killed. But the writing on the show last night, they had so many cliches back and forth that they normally never have. You know, like plays on words and you know, one strike, two strikes, three strikes. You're out.
Yeah. That was early from the first season. That was a rerun.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, and I think the show was still developing back then. But you're right. I did notice the difference.
Well, then that is the reason. And
God, how often do you miss that?
I guess it must be like one of the first ones I missed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Must
Buzz, talk sexy to me, Buzz. About why I missed CSI.
What were you doing last night, Don?
Oh, no. Stop it. Watching CSI, I can't believe it's a rerun, and I didn't know that, though, Buzz.
You should have checked your TV guide, baby.
Okay. Oh, no.
Dumb child rebate of YouTube.
We created a monster. Oh, me love that.
Oh, man.
Me love that. So I finally got the wife to sit down, and she gets done with it, and she says, "This is the show you've told me is the greatest show on television?" She said, "Well, thank God we get the West Coast feed. Now I'll be able to stay up until midnight to watch, you know, Will and Gay."
Right.
Yeah. I hate that show.
You know, on CSI Miami.
The Grace, I mean.
Right. The Monday version of that. There's a little credibility issue with that show.
Yeah.
You know, when you see the three absolute turbo hotties out at the crime scene. You know, one with they're all wearing lowriders and one of them's in pigtails. You know, it really has a little, I mean, they're all hot. But it's still a little tough to take when you see that. As far as believability, you know, I was watching the crime scenes with the DC sniper, and I did not see one of those ladies at the crime scene.
There was one scene last night with old Red, though, where she was leaning over the table, and you just her boobs were coming out of her shirt. Hello, hotline.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Hi, baby.
I'm riding on the Beltway, just enjoying Buzz and you guys too.
There
was a sign on the Beltway on one of the overpasses, just a big sheet that somebody had painted "Thanks Moose" on.
Hey, there you go.
I saw a picture of that.
Hey, why not? Hey, he deserves it.
Do you know you can go to? I think it's Captain. Chiefmoose.com.
Really?
There is a tribute website.
There you go.
Up now. And last night, when we were watching the news, there were a bunch of cheerleaders that had gotten a big bouquet of balloons together.
Yeah, there you go.
And brought it, and they were interviewing the kids, and it's like they were going to an NSYNC concert. These girls are saying, "These are for Chief Moose. He's awesome. Chief Moose is awesome."
I think a lot of people were waiting for him to smile last night, and he's still pretty serious. It was a serious news conference, but man, he's the guy. He is the man.
Everybody's very happy today. Very happy. And, honey, I want to thank you. My God, what a great wife you are.
Well, you know, I figured because you're kind of out of commission, sexually, the next best thing would be to watch TV with you. So that would satisfy you. So that's why I did my wifely duty in the TV way last night.
I don't only mean that. I mean the fact that this weekend, now this is, which was I? This might sound weird to some, but after you've been married for such a long time, nearly a quarter of a century, as we head towards year 22, what a great, great thing it is when my wife says to me, "You know what I think you need this weekend?" So I said, "I think you need to get out of here by yourself.
A weekend alone."
Yeah. Going up to Ocean City. Of course, I'm not alone because, you know, my mother-in-law is right next door. But still, you know, that's great of you.
Will you make contact with your mother-in-law?
Oh, you bet, Mike.
Yeah, check in.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not a question of me making contact with her.
She'll pop over.
It's a question of her.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law. Big Sue.
It's a question of her making contact with me.
She can't help it. She loves you.
And she always
calls before she comes over?
No, she doesn't. And she always makes first contact. And one of these
she
times...
does. She'll go over and turn on the heat for you and make sure the house is toasty warm and cozy when you get down there.
And since, you know, Frida was talking about, I've been kind of out of commission, you know, as far as doing the F thing since I dislocated my hip.
So romantic.
But there's been many times when we've been up in Ocean City and I'm alone and my mother-in-law has just missed.
Dropped in at the wrong
almost
time.
Almost from the time I had gotten the show of her life, you know, because I just sit right there in the living room.
Reading Glamour.
You know, and
do we have the birds?
Many times she's
hello,
come in.
Son?
And, you know, your mom has actually asked me on occasion when she's come in, "I hope I haven't disturbed you." One time she actually said to me, "I hope you weren't watching your porno when I called
you."
Oh, God.
That's a little disturbing right there.
You know, on one hand, my wife is a great wife because she says to me, "You know what, you've been working hard, you know, you're going through this crap with your hip, you need to get out and get away." But she knows, really, I'm not really getting away, I'm not really free because really my mother-in-law is right next door and is hovering, seeing all, knowing all.
Yeah. Do you have any particular times that you're pretty well guaranteed she won't drop by?
No. She has come by as early as 6:30.
Right.
She has come by as late as 11 or 12.
Wow. Whoa.
Just come.
Wait, all you have to do is, you know, bolt the door, my darling.
She has a key.
It's a double lock. By the time the key is open, it gives you time to put everything back where it goes.
Oh, God. All right, sweetie. Well, listen, thank you for watching CSI with me. It's always better.
Welcome.
It's always better than it was last night.
Give it another try, Frida.
I will, but, you know, and I didn't say anything because I know you enjoy the show, but I like the way you try to entice me to come back. You go, "Oh, well, normally it's much, much bloodier than it was tonight."
Yeah,
like, that would be a big sell job.
But, honey, that is a great part of CSI.
Oh, it's the best part of CSI.
Well, it's the way they do it. You'll have to see it.
All right. Bye, boo-boo.
Bye, baby. Love you.
Love you, too.
And special kudos to CSI Miami last week for actually using a dowel rod to show the path of a bullet and a corpse.
That was really, and they lifted up the corpse, and it was amazing to watch.
Fantastic.
It really was.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay, we're doing great.
Hey, just a quick comment. I know Nixon is responsible for just about everything, but he truly had nothing to do with daylight savings.
Wrong.
He truly did. You're truly wrong.
1974, during his administration.
Guys, that stuff is by Congress. Not by the president.
Hello. There's not a lot that I know, but I know that I'm right about that.
He supported it and signed it into law. I distinctly remember the news coverage of it.
And who had to pass the law?
Well, same as always, Congress. But
it came about in 1918. That was the first passage of the...
Buzz, talk this guy down.
Hey, baby. Listen to Buzz.
Speak to me, Buzz.
I'm telling you.
Whose fault is it that we have this goddamn daylight savings time, Buzz?
It was Nixon. Nixon gave us the daylight savings time.
Now, do you believe it now, sir?
Well, if it was Barry White, maybe. But Buzz.
Barry White.
All right, get out of here. You nut. Freaking nut. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, by the way, something.
Why do you care?
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I remember.
Yeah.
There's not a lot that I remember, but I remember Nixon's the reason that we have this thing happen.
I was just a baby back then. I don't remember.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
There'd be about a million kids out there that, you know, could go be bat boys for the Giants that never get anywhere near that opportunity. And second...
Wait, hold on. I didn't hear all of the first.
Oh, sorry.
All we heard was just kids.
Oh, well, there's got to be a million kids out there that never would have the opportunity to do anything along those lines. You know, I think Dusty Baker's kids probably pretty privileged lives. So I wish they'd go back to just finding neighborhood kids and doing that.
Yeah, wasn't there a system they used to have for, like, rewarding kids?
Exactly.
It was a summertime activity.
Anybody ever read the thing in Sports Illustrated? You know that guy, we met him one time, and he told us he was a listener of our show, that guy Rick Riley?
Rick Riley, and I totally insulted him. Because I didn't know who he was.
Oh, but he's great. It's really...
Started reading his column after I met him.
It's pretty much the only part of Sports Illustrated I read. It's
a very funny guy.
It's a worthless magazine, except for his column. He's on the last page. And I bring this up because he recently wrote about a day in the life of a New York Yankee bat boy.
Right.
And what a crappy job it is, how you arrive at the stadium for a night game at 2 in the afternoon, that you have these millionaire baseball players sending you out to pick up their laundry and to pick up their food and to buy gifts for their wives and running stuff to their homes and picking up their kids from daycare, and then you get back to the stadium in time for the game and they're still ordering you around and you're getting their dinner ready and you're getting their clothes from the cleaner for after the game, and then then you're left with a pile of gigantic smelly uniforms and jock straps.
This is all the bat boy?
Yeah, and you don't leave until 3 o'clock in the morning, and you get paid something like $7 an hour.
Oh, my God.
But there's a list of kids waiting to do this.
I didn't know they made the bat boys do all that crap.
Yeah, at least for the Yankees they do. He's like the bat boy / clubhouse boy.
Hiya, Batman.
Yeah.
That's pretty standard, exactly what you're saying. I don't think Dusty Baker's kid's running around picking up the hookers for the other players.
Dusty Baker's kid is 3 years old.
Three.
Right. And then the other thing is, and I'm pained to bring this up, I really am, but Dusty Baker is a Sacramento native.
goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, with Buzz, if he's half African-American and half Korean, doesn't that make him Morato?
I said that. He's a mulatto.
No, he said this guy said Morato.
Morato. Oh, Morato. Morato. Okay.
There you go. You get jokes.
Goodbye. I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Let me do my John McLaughlin. Wrong. You're wrong about daylight savings time.
Now, are you serious?
No, I'm absolutely serious. It was instituted in 1918. I'm reading something off the web.
Well, and of course, anything there you can believe.
I mean, I can read you the passage about Nixon.
Before you do, yeah, certain localities may have started it
but
in 1918.
It was a nationwide thing.
It became national law.
During World War II, President Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight savings.
Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt.
It's Roosevelt. It's not Roosevelt, you hemorrhoid.
I'm going to buy my wife a dozen ruses because she was so great to watch CSI with me last night.
Yeah,
January 4th, 1974, Nixon signed into law.
Blah, 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 blah.
Act of 19...
Blah, blah, blah.
That's it.
Blah, blah. That's what we were saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're going to kick you off the air. There's another news conference coming up pretty soon with Chief Mose.
And I loved him on Happy Days. Donnie Moose.
Man, oh man, but nothing will beat the Dick Van Dyke Show with Ruse Marie.
It was Donnie Moose. Wasn't it Donnie Moose?
Yes.
Who was Ralph Mouth?
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, is that it, ass?
Bloody God. Bloody God.
Tina Uthers.
Goodbye. Bloody Sunday. Hello, Don and Mike.
Joe, you can kiss my ass.
And F you, Joe, you liberal loser.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Are you talking about our own Joe Ardinger?
Oh, we'll never know. She hung up.
Well, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the right-wing lesbian.
It is ironic indeed that that woman called
really?
Right as I was about to break and tell you our next feature.
Yes.
We have a trip to Las Vegas to give away. What are you doing here, Joe?
Oh, that lady, she called, and she was from Sacramento, and she was giving me grief about Chief Moose, so I told her, you know, I gave her my usual trademark.
What'd you say about Chief Moose?
That he was an idiot, and he didn't do anything to solve the case.
Oh, well,
so I told her to go F herself.
All right, good.
I called her a C, too. It was fine.
Well, listen, hold on. As long as you're here, I might as well let the secret out of the bag.
What?
We're going to be playing America's Favorite Game Show, Make Us Laugh.
Yeah.
But we're going to be doing it with a different twist today. The onus is not going to be on me and Mike to laugh. Make Joe laugh.
Wow, that's pretty easy.
You got to be on your best behavior.
Be kind, be strong.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what it means is that the quality level of the entertainment.
Joe's ready to break up right now.
Well, I can't look at Rob.
He's laughing already.
He's an easy laugh, Joe. You got to keep it together for this one.
So you really got to work on this, Joe. Only laugh at what you really think is funny.
Wait, I save a lot of people a grief that call you.
What, Joe?
I have a lot of people that want to tell you jokes for the phone number thing, so
yeah.
Sometimes I just screen them to save them the grief, and rarely do I laugh.
So. All right, well, get out of here and prepare yourself. Okay. Go take some serious pills.
Yeah.
Here's the prize. Now, listen to this. A really, no lie, a great prize. A vacation to Las Vegas.
That is incredible.
5 nights, 6 days for two to Las Vegas, courtesy of Viramax. Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer food stores, pharmacies, that would be health food stores and retailers, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. It's very simple, just like we play the game when Mike and I are standing here, and it's make us laugh.
We're not on the we're not on the hook, though.
This time it's make Joe laugh.
Wow.
Yeah, now if we laugh in the background, you're not going to win anything, but we reserve the right to laugh if we feel like it.
We have to watch it, though, because
right.
Our laughter, Mike, face it.
Mm-hmm.
Our laughter is contagious.
It is. People laugh. Don.
And you know what? You might have to leave the room during the next segment.
People laugh with us, not at us.
Right. We'll be right back.
I'll sit on Buzz's lap.
Make Joe laugh. What a trip to Las Vegas. Start calling right now, you animals.
And Rob, this thing misfired again.
Yoo-hoo!
Piece of garbage.
Yoo-hoo!
Piece of garbage.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Of course.
Naturally.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Did you do that on purpose?
What are you throwing the big Frida?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. This is the thing I hit for our jingle right here.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frida.
I hit the button.
Hit 47 instead of play.
All right, hold on a second. I hit 47 instead of play?
Yeah, 47.
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right.
The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Ha ha.
They got culture coming out of their asses.
There we go.
Don and Mike.
All right, let me see. Next week on the show, Lisa Herndon poses for Playboy. Also next week, we'll celebrate Halloween when we debut Trick or Tom. Involving the monster.
Fantastic.
That is next week on the show. Now we have a trip to Las Vegas to give away as we play Make Joe Laugh.
Make Joe Ardinger Laugh.
Originally, when I was writing my notes, I thought Make Buzz Laugh, but it's very, very hard to make Buzz actually laugh out loud. Buzz is more of a
chuckler,
smiler,
kind of a quiet.
And Buzz, lots of times, not even an audible
I've really seen Buzz crack up, but without going, ha, 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 ha.
He does it silently.
Yeah, and...
As a matter of fact, that years ago, that's why we hired Rob.
If it was Rob, of course, everything makes Rob laugh.
Yes. But Rob has, and it's legitimate. That's the nice thing about Rob. He's really laughing.
And then I thought, well, Joe, sweet doughy-headed Joe, now, if you have...
Joe's an easy laugh, though.
If you have anything in your being that will give you the resolution you need to keep it together unless you really think it's funny, the word, Joe, is discipline.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't be an easy laugh. Right. If it's really funny, go with it.
Be strong.
You're speaking Chinese to him.
Okay.
I know, Joe. He loves to laugh. One of Joe's really... There are very few endearing qualities that Joe has, but one that I've always enjoyed is Joe does enjoy laughing, and I've always liked that.
All right, are you ready, Joe?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to start this without a time limit. Normally, I'll put a constraint on this of 10 minutes.
Not much confidence.
Or 15 minutes.
Open-ended, then.
Yes. Right now, it's an open-faced sandwich.
Joe, you really got to keep it together here. Now, you're already in that goofy little I am high laughing mode.
It won't take long. Remember, these are callers.
I know. That's right. You'll snap back out of it.
Yeah. But you're making us laugh by bending over and concentrating.
I know.
And it's not helping that it's Joe on Friday either.
Right.
He is really at his happiest.
It's not helping that they
I got a good night of sleep last night, too.
Good night of sleep.
Did you get a good night of sleep? How did you manage that? What was the concoction last night?
What type of porridge did you like squeeze your pills into?
That was the thing. I was behaving myself.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Really, just regular sleep?
Yeah,
sound okay. Sleep.
All right, Joe.
You know, you have your Botox parties. I have my detox party.
Not a bad line.
I mean, I had to get ready for the weekend.
There you go.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen, the world's oldest phone screener. And now, welcome to Make Joe Laugh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What do you call a cow, Jay Owen?
I don't know.
Keep Stroganoff.
Nope, didn't do it. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know why scooters are like fat girls?
No.
Yeah, sure, they're fun to ride, but you'll never let your friends catch on one.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. Well, now, I'll say this. It's been a long time. We had to delete that out.
Yeah.
But I want to welcome back...
an old friend.
The effing faggot guy.
Right, you effing faggots.
I believe he was from the early days when we started in Philadelphia.
He's like a good old warm shoe.
Yes.
Welcome back, friend.
He used to call and really try to piss us off.
Scream at the top of his lungs.
We would just laugh at him.
Just made us happy.
Can't help it.
And then once our ratings went up, he stopped calling.
Yeah.
But welcome back, friend.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Okay. How does a blonde turn on the light after a good F?
How?
She opens the car door.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Horrible delivery.
Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? There's this forest ranger guy walking through the woods. He notices an outhouse way out there with some kind of aerial or antenna on top of it. Walks up to it. He hears noises through it. He knocks on the door. An Indian comes out. He says, what are you doing in here? He says, I live in here now. I got an antenna. I got television. Everything's cool. He said, okay, that's fine. Comes back a few months
too
later.
Long.
Notices two antennas on the roof.
Oh, is that, Joey?
Too long.
Too long. Okay.
Too long.
Yeah, I mean, you got to realize with Joe, you do not have a long attention span.
No.
Make Joe laugh.
You can't get there from here. Puppet Farm, distinctive cookies, like Meat Milano.
See, that makes me and Mike laugh.
Yeah, that's funny. That guy's called before. It's
Don and Mike.
It's, you know what's funny about it? It's not really that good an impression,
no. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Matt from Philly.
Hi, Matt. Go ahead. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe, how do you stop a dog from humping your leg?
I don't know.
Pick it up and suck its D.
I knew I'd heard that one before.
It's an old one.
Yeah.
It made us laugh.
Great one.
Yeah, that might have been a winning one
right,
time.
I think right.
On Make Us Laugh. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joey laugh.
Joe?
Yeah?
I'm thinking about you and Andy Williams, and I am pleasuring myself. Joey, please.
That's just sick.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make,
Joe, you're doing a really good job.
Yeah. Make Joe laugh.
Applecore, Baltimore, who's your friend?
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Joe, I have no intention of going through with this, but... if you laugh right now, I'll make you a man.
Wow.
Is this a guy?
It's not working for Joe.
Man. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
I believe that was an offer of sex.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe, what's the difference between Anna Nicole Smith and a bowling ball?
I don't know, sir.
You can only get three fingers in a bowling ball.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh. Look at him.
How do you get a priest to have sex with a nun?
Look at him all straight-faced.
What's that?
How do you get a priest to have sex with a nun?
I don't know, sir.
Tell him it's an altar boy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What do you get when you turn a blonde prostitute upside down?
What?
Wait, that horrible delivery. Horrible manic slurring delivery.
Try to pronounce
something
the word.
About a blonde prostitute upside down.
What do you get when you turn a blonde prostitute upside down?
What?
A brunette with bad breath.
Right.
Hey, yeah, you know what? Joe's really coming around on this. Like we are with Make Us Laugh. Yeah. That once you get like halfway into it, it becomes a much more difficult challenge.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, why is the pool table green?
Don't know.
Green, too, if someone took a stick and knocked your balls into your pockets.
Nope, Joe. No, he just shook his head. I do like the fact that he is wearing his Kevin Arnold,
right.
Dennis the Menace, Ernie from Sesame Street shirt.
I'll always give a chuckle to a joke that I haven't heard, and I haven't heard that one.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I want to hear Doug Buzz say sauce of some old guy.
What?
I didn't understand that either. That's another marble in his mouth guy. What did you say, sir?
I hung up
Sacramento call.
Hi, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah,
Good job. Good job, sir. Fantastic. Not even out of the starting gate.
Come on. Give it a try. Oh, you
hey,
moron.
Turn up your radio.
Hello. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah. I want to try to tell you Joe Bell.
No.
What?
No, you can't. You have to hang up and call back.
Hey, I'm enjoying this thing.
Hello.
It's getting better by the minute.
Make Joe laugh.
Okay. Why did Joe Ardinger cross the road?
Why?
He heard the chicken was a slut.
Nothing from Joe.
He didn't
Maybe I was
right.
trying to get away from your stinky poon.
Joe is getting more hostile by the moment here.
He just started a real Joe-ism there. Is there a, your stinky poon.
This could be a regular feature.
Get away from your stinky poon.
This could be like when we do Make Us Laugh, we may never be on it again.
It's like a redneck Jack Nicholson, Joe, when he's really
stinky
high. And really, your stinky poon.
Stinky poon.
Joe Dirt Ardinger.
The voice that me and my friends use occasionally.
Hello, John and Mike.
Yes, what's the definition of endless love?
I don't know, sir.
Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles playing tennis.
That made me and Mike laugh.
Rob is beside himself.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Rob?
That's a funny joke.
Those men are blind, sir.
They wasn't working with Joe.
Hello, John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, a mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender comes down, gruff face, and he says, "Hey, we don't serve your kind in here." And the mushroom looks up and he goes, "But I'm a fun guy."
Oh,
please. Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man? I came home from work the other day, and my girlfriend was in the bedroom packing her bags. I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "I heard you."
Make Joe laugh.
How'd you marry get to Bethlehem so fast?
I don't know.
She had a great ass.
That's good.
That made us laugh. Yeah. It made Joe laugh, though.
No, not at all. But we're, I've enjoyed a couple of.
You and I are having more laughs than we normally have during this.
It's more
bit.
Fun when you're sitting on the sidelines because I laugh at a lot of these when I'm in the bathroom.
That may have been an original creation, too.
Sure, I think so.
And that makes it all the better.
Yeah. Not a real joke.
She had a great.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Did you hear about the midget that had the 40-pound balls?
No.
They say he's half nuts.
All right, that guy's going to Vegas.
Joe likes it. That's the one that got you, Joe. Hold on, the guy hung up.
Oh, no.
Are you there?
No.
Oh, no.
Dumbass?
He hung up. We got to keep going. Oh, well.
I swear to God, the guy hung up.
Wow.
And he's on... He's on one of the lines we can't star 69, right?
That really makes Joe laugh.
Hear about the midget with 40-pound balls. He's half nuts.
Once you get the visual.
I swear.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that.
Billy Barty. The guy hung up. I swear to Christ.
I'm behind Joe's laughing with that. I thought that was good. I mean, you know, this is one of the better Make Us Laughs that I've ever heard.
Yeah. And I would star 69. We have four lines we can star 69 on, and two that we...
Well, now everybody's going to call back and say they're the guy with that joke.
Oh, too late.
Too bad. You hung up?
On. Right.
We're moving on.
We'll never know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Just hang up on him.
Why?
No good.
Moo.
Yeah, look at him. He's hostile.
Moo.
Joe's hostile.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, let's get on the jokes.
Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, we're still trying to make Joe laugh. The guy that won hung up.
Great.
Okay, thanks.
Right, thanks for calling.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Fall out of the tree.
Now, Don was saying make Joe laugh just as you waited and started your joke when Don was talking.
Go ahead.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
I don't know.
Because it was dead.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Make Joe laugh.
Hi, Joe. Your mama's so fat she irons her clothes in the driveway.
Wait a minute. Something's making Joe laugh and me laugh right now.
What is that?
It's Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. Wow. Charlie Brown in a tuxedo.
Look at this.
Do I win?
Get a camera.
You're going to Vegas. All right.
Get a camera. There is no need to...
I swear to God, all the guys doing is walking into the room.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, Charlie.
Man, you know when you put a little boy in a suit for a wedding? Oh, wow.
You are killing us.
Did they measure the sleeves? Does that
keep you... Yeah, they did.
Sleeves are too long.
I know. I'm abnormally shaped.
Are you off to Sears to get your picture taken now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pepper in the back.
It's too funny. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. It's a visual. It's a total visual. But you got to know that our executive producer, Charles Broyhill, in a tuxedo.
With a bow tie. A tuxedo that really looks like everything's about a size too big.
Kind of a Pee Wee Herman suit.
Do you have enough room in that shirt?
Yeah, plenty.
The word is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
If ever a man appeared to be uncomfortable in his clothing, not because it's ill-fitting, but just because it goes against every fiber of his nature.
It is ill-fitting. Yeah. Are the pants too long?
I don't know.
Do you have suspenders with the pants?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
All right, Charlie, get out of here.
If I give you a flashlight, will you be able to help me find my seat?
There he goes.
Hey, can I get the popcorn?
I swear to God, that is a natural laugh.
Oh, my God.
That is a real 100% honest-to-God laugh.
Let's get a pool together as to when he gets to the banquet, who's going to be the first person to ask him for the rolls? Jeez, that is too funny.
Jesus Christ.
That made me laugh.
Hold on, I got to compose myself for a second.
Oh, God, that's
funny. You want to stop laughing, just take some more calls.
Oh, what? Joe's on a roll today.
Hello, Don and Mike.
He found his home.
Make Joe laugh.
All right. This actually one is for Rob.
No, sorry. It's Make Joe laugh. That had to be
Joe, you're not rewarding him.
No, yeah.
Joe, you're not rewarding
that
him.
Joke disqualified.
Joe, that is, we're not allowing that. Joe laughed at a guy who just said F.
Joe showed his teeth laughing on that one.
Mm-hmm. That was right up your alley, huh? Okay.
Well, I mean, he's disqualified because he said it too many times.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, like once would have been okay.
Yeah.
There goes Usher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Stinky.
Stinky who?
Stinky Poon!
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
A blind man walks into the convenience store and starts knocking things off the shelf with his cane. And the clerk says, "Can I help you?" And the man says, "No, I'm just looking.
Totally heard.
I've heard that.
Totally heard that.
I haven't heard that. That's a good joke.
I like it.
I've heard.
Hello, Don and Mike. make Joe laugh.
And Rob's laugh is making me laugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go.
Are you talking to me?
No, we're not. We're not actually.
Hello,
we're talking to somebody else.
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Yeah, what's the difference between a Joe Ardinger and a refrigerator?
What?
The refrigerator doesn't part when you pull the meat out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. It's like a fag joke,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, sir.
He just hung up. Is he hung up? That's funny.
Did he hang up?
He did.
It didn't make me laugh. It's a good concept.
It is.
I don't know how you're supposed to win.
It made us laugh. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Joe. I was just wondering if you'll be at the next Wild Sticker stop.
No, I won't.
Gallows humor a couple of months too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Back to the writers.
Hello.
How many Vietnam vests does it take to change a light bulb?
No, I'm not going to laugh at that. What's the matter with you?
Come on. How many Vietnam vets does it take to change the light?
I don't get it. What's the answer?
What's the punch?
I don't know because you weren't there.
Mike and I are really just...
See, you guys become easier laughs when it's you're sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah. You somehow got mad at that Joe.
I'm not going to laugh at vet humor. I mean,
okay.
It's not funny.
All right. Well, hey, it's funny.
You know, we're learning about Joe's sensibility.
Yeah.
So that's where you draw the line.
Oh, basically.
With all the other stuff we laugh about on the show, that's where you draw
People
the line?
People don't realize Joe is a vet.
Yeah.
Really?
Korean War.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Hang up on him.
Yeah, hey. What does it say on top of a ladder in Poland?
I don't know.
Stop.
No, that,
where are they
no,
coming from
that
today?
Made me and Mike and
what?
Rob
where
laugh.
The
where
hell
are they coming from today?
Hello, John the Punch Show.
It's easier when you're on the side.
Never, it is. Yeah. It is. Okay. And I have never heard that joke.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hi.
Make Joe laugh.
What's the definition of the word indecent?
This was the winner last time.
No, it wasn't. That was. But go ahead, sir.
It's long enough, hard enough, and in far enough, it's indecent.
Right.
Well, it was close to the winner that we had last time, right? Wasn't it?
Indefinitely.
Indefinitely. That's right. Because you're indefinitely. Hello.
That guy was from Sacramento. He just got that radio signal.
Hello.
He got the joke wrong anyway.
All right, Joe. Settle down.
Yeah, settle down, Joe.
Hello. Make Joe laugh.
Get your stinking hands off me, you damn dirty broil.
Mm. All right, Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Yeah, why can't chickens pee?
I don't know.
Because they eat with their peckers.
I'm sorry.
No.
Guilty.
Well, you're just in a goofy mood because we've had some good ones.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You just do Buzz like cock.
What?
What was that?
It's all right. It's a reference to the radio commercial, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Make Joe laugh.
Hey, I'm still banging the whore in the church here. How much longer?
Don and Mike make Joe laugh.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie Mouse were in divorce court, and the judge said to Mickey, you say that your wife's crazy? Mickey replied, I didn't say she was crazy. I said she's effing goofy.
Again, wow, very old. Hello, Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
What does an 80-year-old woman's badge taste like?
I don't know, sir.
Depends.
What?
Okay. Okay. Great.
I'm going to tell you. What does an 80-year-old woman's badge taste like?
What?
It depends. No, not it depends. Depends.
Oh. Okay.
I couldn't tell. His phone was...
Hello, John.
I blew the joke. I don't tell jokes well.
Depends.
People need to speak clearly when they call
me
jokes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Joe. Why did I put a tampon on top of my TV?
I don't know.
Because when I got a divorce, it reminded me of the C who took my VCR.
What is that, like homemade joke?
Back to the writers, sir.
Yeah, back to the writers.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Yeah, I don't think that midget joke should have won anyway. My girlfriend's only 2.5 feet tall, and I'm nuts over her.
Back to the writers.
Have a good one.
Welcome to one tedious goddamn segment on this show.
Absolutely, but I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, I should have put a time limit on this baby. Make Joe laugh.
Can you tell one of the West Virginia girls are having her time of the month?
Now listen, I'm going to put a rule that everybody that has a joke cannot trip over their tongue on the straight line.
Hello,
clearly.
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Yeah, Joe, what did the butcher do when his shop caught on fire?
I don't know.
He grabbed his meat and beat it.
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Joe.
You're on the air.
Okay, hey, how does the West Virginia girl or West Virginia mother know?
Hello, John and Mike,
Uncle,
make Joe laugh. Hello.
Hey, hello, what's the difference between zits and priests?
I don't know.
I know this one.
Zits don't come on your face until you're 13.
Hello, tell me that.
John and Mike, hello. Oops. Make Joe laugh. Hello.
Yeah, hi. There's a guy driving a truck, and there's a blonde in the car behind him.
Uh-huh.
And they come up to a stoplight,
right.
And the blonde gets out of the car, and she runs up to the guy in the truck, and she says, hey, there's stuff coming out of the back of your truck. And the truck driver just shakes his head, and they go to another light. The blonde gets out of the car, and she goes up, and she
Just go to the punchline now, because you're going to do this two or three times. What's the punchline?
Let me guess. She goes up to the truck and says, this joke is entirely too long, and I'm not going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Tom.
He's tough, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, make Joe laugh.
I wonder if my penis joke won. I hung up.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
What do a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
I don't know.
Wet noses?
Hmm. Oh, Joe, don't let that be the
winner.
Do we have editorial control over this?
Yeah, right. No, that can't be the winner.
It didn't get me laugh out loud.
It made him smile.
We were scared.
It made
him smile big.
A doughy smile.
All right.
Hello, Don.
It's a visual thing.
Hey,
you know?
Joe loves puppies.
And badges.
Yeah.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hey, why did Helen Keller wear tight pants?
I don't know.
So they could read her lips.
I think we
Ariel.
Had that one.
Ariel, thank you, though. Good try.
It would have been better if he'd just gone,
right. Tell us Don and Mike.
That would make you laugh.
Oh, and you.
And me, too.
And me. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Make Joe laugh.
All right, Joe. So this couple, they go on their 20th anniversary, decide they're going to rent a cabin up in the Poconos. And the guy gets up real early in the morning, wakes his wife up, says, honey, you know, I'm going hunting. I want you to come with me. She says, I don't want to go hunting. I'm, I want to sleep in. He says, look, I'm going to give you three children. Get it up the pooter. Or three, you come with me. So she's thinking about it, and she does. And in the middle of it, she stops, and she says, you know, you taste kind of funny. You taste kind of like S. And he says, I know. The dog didn't want to go either.
I was going to ask, at what point does the radio host hang up on
Let's just stop and think what a colossal waste of 6 million people's time
absolutely.
That was.
Absolutely.
You, my friend. Oh, Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, I have a joke.
Where's the sniper when you need him?
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
How long does it take a black lady to poop?
I don't know, sir.
9 months.
Don and Mike, where could I give?
Terrible.
We're going to give this bit 1 minute. Robbie?
You ready?
1 minute on the clock.
Tick-tock.
1 minute on the clock. And
come on, callers.
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Make Joe laugh.
Okay, the blonde brunette go to rob a bank. A blonde comes running.
Save everybody time. Hello, Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Okay, so if we don't get snow in December and get into January, instead of a white Christmas, we'll have a white Martin Luther King Day.
Hello, Don and Mike. Make Joe laugh.
Wait, is this about the time that the bigots all arrive?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you guys got me laughing so hard I done made trouser chili.
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Hello?
30 seconds. You dumbass. Hello, make Joe laugh. Don and Mike. Does anybody realize they're calling to get on the air?
Late arrivals to the party are the people that are...
Don and Mike, make Joe laugh.
Hey, Mikey, what's Joe's favorite song?
What?
The sound of his ball smacking up against the hooker's ass, baby. Yeah!
Not funny. Hello, Don and Mike.
Joe, did you hear the grease man was headed for Afghanistan?
No.
Yeah, he was looking for some cobble to...
That's it.
And we have... No winner on Make Joe Laugh.
Had one with the midget and the
hung up.
Gonna make an executive decision that we will keep this prize and give it away later in the program.
Very good.
This is one of those times. It's a melancholy, bittersweet time, Joe.
Yeah, it is indeed. We had some good ones in there.
We did. I know Mike and I laugh more than we normally laugh during Make Us Laugh.
Yeah, let me just look at Rob.
Polish ladder.
Polish ladder.
Stop here.
I'll be telling it all night tonight.
Yeah, and we did have a winner, but the dumbass hung up. Joe, we want to thank you for your participation.
Sorry, guys. I feel like I let you down.
No. That was a good addition.
Yeah.
Stop.
That is slap nuts funny. That is
really
a great
good.
Joke. When is the last time you heard a brand new Polish joke? I mean, it has been a long time.
And when's the last time you saw Charlie Broyhill in the tuxedo? And had Joe in here going, you're stinky poo.
I think Charlie...
stinky poo.
I think Charlie's pants legs were folded under.
Joe,
the pants were so long.
Give me that wacky voice one more time.
Yes, stinky poo.
Look out, Mike.
There he is. Joe, it was a fine segment.
There you go, everybody.
Right, look out.
There's
my job is unsafe.
There's not a winner this time on Make Joe Laugh.
Wow.
But no one's a loser on Make Joe Laugh.
Not at all.
Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My partner and I, we're going to put you where your kind always ends up. In a 7x7-foot gray-green metal cage in the 15th floor of some 100-year-old penitentiary with damp, stinking walls and a wooden plank for a bed. Sure, this city isn't perfect. We need a smut-free life for all of our citizens. Cleaner streets, better schools, a good hockey team. But the big difference between you and me, mister, is you made the promise, and I'm going to keep it.
The Don and Mike Show. Pride. Sloth. Greed. Gluttony. Yeah. Wrath. Right. Envy. Vengeance. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Seven. The good news is we still have a trip to Las Vegas to give away on the show today.
That is exciting news.
The bad news is nobody made Joey laugh there. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
I couldn't get through. I'm from D.C. Just give me one chance. I'll give you my name.
Give us your name?
I'll give you, just let me tell my joke and,
You really sound, with absolutely no offense here, you sound kind of like a dumbass.
I'm just nervous, that's all.
Yeah.
Let me just tell my joke real quick. Look, a priest and a rabbi are walking down the street. They see a little kid playing by a fire department.
The problem is that people just won't give up the country. God love you, people.
Just listen, man.
You won't give up.
Come
even when we
priest
do.
Priest and rabbi are walking
hold
down.
On.
No.
Even,
your losses.
No. No, you're very rude.
When we do Make Us Laugh and we get a winner.
Out of what?
People still call even after we've had a winner to say, I know they laughed at that, but mine is funnier.
They won't let go.
Buy your own ticket to Las Vegas, sir.
Right. And have fun.
Hey.
What?
I might not have a ticket to Las Vegas.
That's right. And how are we second choice to two guys who are fired?
You were pretty desperate to
because get... Because you got kicked out of that spot for them, and now...
Hey, sir, my segment. Not going to happen. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you're soft.
See you later.
Bye, douche. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Ashley. How are you?
Hi, Ashley.
I am wondering if I can ask you a question.
Yeah.
I would like to, for the trip to Vegas...
Yeah.
...come in... today or whenever, and totally hook up with, like, kind of my girlfriend, and we're not, like, strippers or, like, total slut hookers.
Working.
We're just, like, normal two girls that are really hot, and we're not doing anything, like, super hardcore, but it'll be hot, and you guys will enjoy it.
How much,
do that.
How much nudity will we be enjoying?
You might... Ouch.
you can't use the T word. You gotta say bosoms.
Oh my God! Her cell phone's breaking up.
No.
All right, I guess if you want to come by. Sure, a good show would be nice, but I think really for a trip to Vegas, this is like worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I know. I'm very interested. Could you guys? I'm willing to do a lot.
Well, here's the deal. I think we'll agree to let you try.
Right.
But once you get down here, it is still a subjective contest.
No guarantee.
And I'd have to say that there would have to be Bush involved.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure. But if I can make it down today, is it a go, maybe? Can I try to prove myself?
You'd absolutely have to make it down today.
We need to know where you are right now.
I'm in the Potomac area.
Right.
On Friday afternoon, good luck.
Why, because of 495?
Yes, a little thing called the Beltway.
It's a little thing called traffic. Understandable. All
right. Right.
If I can make it, is it okay?
What about your friend?
Don't worry. She's coming.
What, have you even asked her yet?
Yes, absolutely. I asked her before I called.
Don, traffic's no problem when you have the amazing pushy broadmobile.
I have the amazing lesbian flyer, so we'll get there.
You have to leave soon.
Oh, you're on the road right now.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, obviously, if you guys are, if you have to give it away, like, to somebody else, not that big of a deal, but, like, I at least can make an effort.
I'll give you an hour to get here.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
What's your name?
It's Ashley.
Ashley, all right. Ashley.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you, Ashley.
Bye-bye.
Ashley.
Hello.
Fly like the wind, young Ashley.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello, pussy broad.
Hello.
And I am caller 100.
My God, they're just flying out of the trees today, aren't they? Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, Don?
Yes, thank you, Rob. You have until 6:07 East Coast time, actually. Yes, Don and Mike. Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Okay, brother.
Hey, you want to make Joe laugh? Repeat after me. Joe? You're fired.
Okay. You know, it's always a mistake to go back to the phones. I don't know why. We have a couple of seconds here. Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling from Green Bay, and on behalf of the listeners, I surrender. Just give the damn trip to Mike. It's enough. It's enough. All the morons are enough.
You know,
okay.
During the segment, I did laugh quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'll go back.
Hello, Don and Mike. No, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's funny. That's funny. Don and Mike, hello. Who are not doing make us laugh now?
No.
No, we're not doing make us laugh.
No, we're not. Hi.
No, but Rob Spielak loves Jewish people.
They won't let go.
All right, let me just pick up the hop. Hello. Now, who? You know what?
Yeah.
I hate that they hit the... They hit the delay on that.
Yeah.
It used to be if somebody, that was a solicitor calling the show.
Right.
And it used to be if we had a solicitor call the show.
We could have fun with them.
Yeah. We used to keep them on the air and, like, jerk their chains.
Those were the days.
That's a shame.
They immediately dump out. Like, okay. The Trip for Vegas is still hanging there. Someone will win. Now, a Friday favorite.
Come now and play a game with cash for you and me.
Let me say, simply, a true American hero.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Moose.
Thank you, sir. I'm here to talk to you right now. Have an impromptu press conference on Don and Mike's show. I'll make a brief statement. And then I will answer any of the questions that you have for me that you would like to talk about.
Of course, you know,
to the best of my ability. Excuse me, sir.
Chief Moose, as
there's
you know,
no need to interrupt me. I would appreciate it if you'd find the time as a member of the media to let me answer, make my statement, and then I will entertain some of your questions. And I am Chief Moose, American hero. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just want to say it's very insulting when other people come in the media, try to pretend that they have something to do, retire police officers just to be on television.
You see what we're doing here? We're playing Rocky and Bullwinkle. You get it, Bruce?
I'm a big fan of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I hope you are, too. There we go. That's fine. Now I will entertain any questions you have. I'm here for my 3 p.m. press conference. I am here for my 3 p.m. press conference.
You're 2 hours late.
That's okay. It is a fluid situation. As most people know, that's the way it is. So I will take questions right now from the members of the media.
I have a question.
I'm sorry, sir. He's first.
Yes. Chief Moose.
Yes, sir.
Don Geronimo from CBS.
Sir, yes. Sir, yes.
Would you take your shirt off, please?
I will not do that at this time.
Well, I'd be happy.
My shirt will come off when the prosecution is completed in the investigation and we have concluded this terrible saga. That is when I will take my shirt off, wave it above my head, and cheer and celebrate. Right now is not the time for that. Yes, you in the back.
Chief Moose.
Yes, sir.
Would you like some pudding?
I would like some pudding, but I'm not at this time at liberty to divulge exactly what the pudding is going to be, whether it would be the tapioca, vanilla chocolate,
Chief
or
Moose.
Butter. Yes, you, down in the front.
Chief Moose, what did you have for breakfast?
One at a time, please.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Sir, I'm afraid that I cannot go into that in a great deal of detail due to the fact that it is ongoing, and I will be enjoying a nice breakfast tomorrow also, but I will tell you that it did involve somewhat of an egg dish.
Chief Moose.
Yes, you, sir, over
Chief.
There.
Chief
yes.
Moose.
I was wondering if you enjoyed seeing the cheerleaders who turned out at your press conference last night.
Sir, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Those are not the things that I want to talk about right now. That's
Chief
not
Moose.
What I'm not going to occupy my time.
Okay.
I've got other business to take care of, and I can't worry about women in short skirts bouncing up and down and saying my name like I'm a hero. Yes, you, sir, down in the front.
Moose, what did the Pollock say when he got to the top step of the stairs? What did he see?
I'd like to read this statement and answer that question.
Wait, what was the joke? Stop?
Yeah.
What do they say on top of what do they say on top of ladders in Poland? What did it say on the top step?
Top step.
It says stop.
Stop.
You will notice that is the first time I've allowed myself the liberty of laughing at a very funny Polish joke. Yes, you sir in the back.
Sir, boxers or briefs?
I'm not at liberty to tell you what kind of underwear I am wearing
or
currently.
Commando.
Pardon me? I do not go commando, suffice to say that. I don't think that pertains. And if I was to divulge that, that would probably set me back right now with my status as American hero.
Chief Moose.
Yes, you down in the front there.
Chief Moose, who would you...
Sir, we cannot have cigars being smoked during this press conference.
Chief Moose.
Yes, you down in the front.
Who would you do? Greta Van Facelift or Paula Zahn?
Sir, I've given this an awful lot of thought. Some of these answers might be very, very difficult, but I've thought about those particular anchor women, Greta Van Susteren and Paula Zahn, thinking about who would be the ideal Mrs. Moose. I would like to tell you right now that I have settled on Bettina Gregory.
Bettina Gregory.
Even though she does not have that duty right now.
Chief Moose.
I'd like to get busy with Greta Van Susteren.
Yes, sir. Chief Moose.
Yeah, right down here. Hold on just a second. I have a statement I would like to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Moose. Chief Moose.
Yeah, it's just a minute. I do that a lot.
I know you do. You do that thing where you just look around a lot? Chief Moose.
Hold on a second. This statement is for...
Chief Moose.
I would like to say this to Joe Ardinger.
Well, it's a message, a cryptic message.
Yes. Joe Ardinger, you gave us a telephone number. We do want to talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Call us at the number you provided. And, Joe, last night the person you called could not hear everything you said. Call us back so that we can clearly understand you, Joe. You tend to slur your words.
Huh.
We will drop the marijuana charges against you. Joe Ardinger, the duck is in the noose. Thank you very much. Now I'll entertain some questions.
Chief Moose.
My next scheduled press conference will be held at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I will be out here at 12 noon. Yes, you down in the front.
Is it true Forrest Whitaker will be playing you in the movie version?
No, sir. We have not determined who is. I, of course, have lobbied for Denzel Washington. That is what I am holding out for, sir. But I would not be at liberty to discuss the final arrangements of the TV movie. But I would prefer it to be Denzel.
And Chief Moose.
Yes, you down in the front.
Chief Moose, Don Geronimo.
You seem to be asking most of the questions. CBS. You, sir. Don Geronimo from CBS.
You mentioned the name Joe Ardinger. What can you tell us about the suspect?
Yeah. I have a prepared statement. We've identified a man as the phone screener for the Don and Mike show. Man who is challenged, and this is our profile. A man who has not amounted to anything in his life. Challenged intellectually, spiritually, sexually, and everything else.
Willie.
He goes along with that, Lee. His name is Joe Ardinger, and he wears a Kevin Arnold shirt. Thank you very much. I guess it's getting really personal now.
Chief.
Yes,
Chief.
You in the back.
Does the police have an official stance on Charlie Thornhill's tuxedo?
Sir, it would be inappropriate for me to comment on the status of Charlie Broyhill's tuxedo. I can only say this at this time, that the tuxedo appears to have sleeves that are a quarter of an inch to 1 inch too long, and the pants legs are approximately 3 inches too long. So tonight at the banquet that he goes to, they will be dragging on the floor, causing the rented tux to fray on the bottom. But I will not comment any further on that. Down in the front.
Will you comment on Sam Hunt's appearance on the Don DeMike show today and how the many jokes made at the expense of Daniel Snyder seemed to go right over Sam's head?
I will answer that question. At approximately 3:30 today, Sam Huff, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL, made an appearance on the Don DeMike show. He proceeded to engage them in friendly banter and conversation, and then began to say complimentary things about the owner of the Washington Redskins, Mr. Dan Snyder. At that time, we have it on good authority that, unbeknownst to Sam, the two personalities, Don and Mike, began to make a series of short jokes about Dan Snyder that Sam Huff was unaware of. When they realized that Sam Huff was not understanding these jokes and they were flying over his head, Don and Mike continued to get worse and worse with the short jokes, along the lines of Martin Short being the comedian or Rich Little. Sam did not understand these jokes, and therefore Don and Mike laughed quietly until the end of the interview when Sam Huff went away. Thank you. I will be giving another briefing in a half an hour. That will be approximately 5:45 Eastern time. Look for me out here at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Chief Moose.
Yeah, you down in the front.
Don Geronimo, CBS.
You know, we have the business of this investigation to get on with, sir, so I really would appreciate the... I've answered most of your questions. I've answered them to the point. And if we could cut down on some of the repetition, I would appreciate it, sir. Go ahead.
Will you be vacationing with Mike Buchanan from Channel 9?
Mike Buchanan, as many of you know, is the local anchorman on Channel 9 here in Washington, D.C. During the course of the investigation, out of anger, smashed a phone on the anchor desk at Channel 9.
True.
He was as frustrated as any human being could be. Therefore, I have indeed put a call out to Mike Buchanan at Channel 9, offering him a trip to Aruba to lie on the beach with me, sipping pina coladas, as we celebrate the success of the investigation. Thank you. One more question for you in the back, sir.
Yes. Is the rally monkey a suspect?
No. Unfortunately, the suspects have been put in captivity, and we will not answer any questions about that at this time. And I would like to give another briefing a little bit later on, but right now, I would just like to say, hooray.
Chief Moose.
We caught the son of a bitch.
Hey, yeah.
Chief Moose.
These are the things that the real Chief Moose cannot say.
Good job.
The MF-er is in custody. Yes, yes, Moose, they're down in the front.
Any word on suspects Ron Bennington or Fez Watley?
I would like to send a message to both Ron and Fez. The person you called could not hear you. Call back with your spy report so we can clearly understand you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I will accept your gratuitous applause for catching the sniper.
Yeah. Chief Moose, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Chief Moose, will you miss being on television?
I will not. I will be going back to the bosom of my family, where I will be enjoying the aforementioned pudding. It will be tapioca. That's what I will enjoy.
How many other...
Frankly, if I could be honest with you, sir...
Yes.
I have grown to hate all of you vipers. You vultures, you bloodsuckers.
How many other mooses are there, or meese? How many moose are there in the moose family?
Sir, I am not at liberty to divulge that at this particular time, because I'm sure that if I was, the jokes about baby moose and mama moose would be following right after that. I have a dinner reservation at 8 this evening. I will be eating just after the David Letterman show.
It's always a delight.
Thank you all very much, and thank you for your support and your cooperation. We got the badass son of a bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. They're locked up. And please, Denzel, play me in the movie.
Chief Washington, Chief Moose, any chance you'll raise the speed limit? Because everybody was speeding like crazy because we knew that the cops were looking for the sniper, and now everybody's used to going 70 miles an hour.
I have a prepared statement I would like to read about that subject.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to his incredible cooperation in the investigation for the D.C. sniper, I have agreed for a special speed exemption for Mr. Don Geronimo to travel at approximately 85 miles an hour when he is taking his son to school. Thank you very much.
My son drives himself to school now.
Make sure it's not in a Caprice. Thank you. And thank you. God bless the United States of America.
Thank you, Chief.
I'd like to thank all the other people that were in back of me that don't know their names because I did all the talking.
Chief Moose, what are your aspirations now that the sniper has been caught?
Sir, I'm not at liberty to really divulge that. Let me just simply say it's time for me to get busy again. I will get busy, and you can interpret that any way you want.
Yeah.
But if there's anybody in the world that has the right to get busy,
yeah,
it's my ass.
Chief Moose?
Yo.
Chief Moose.
Yes.
Baby, question here.
Yes, down in the front.
Baby got back?
Sir, baby got real back. And I'm very happy to announce that. I know I may appear to be conservative, but I will tell you right now that I am looking forward. And I would just like to say, it's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Chief Moose.
Jump around.
Final question.
Yes.
Would you please do a little Rapper's Delight for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, The reporter down in the front has requested some of the old classic rap song, Rapper's Delight, which I will now read in a prepared statement.
Thank you, Chief Luce.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, and the peas taste like wood. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you, Chief Moose.
Thank you. Good night.
Chief Moose.
See you tomorrow morning at about noon.
Chief Moose. Yes. Great having you on the show, Chief.
Or tomorrow night at 8 o'clock this morning. Thank you all very much. And Mike Buchanan, make sure you take your medication. Thank you.
We're going to be playing the low-budget Jeff RD game now.
We are very excited about that. Let's get busy.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
Very good. I'm looking forward to that. I will not be entertaining any questions from the contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo on the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to let your hair down, though? Are you going to unbutton that shirt?
Sir, I will not let my hair down. I will continue to do my job to the best of my ability, but I will occasionally rap for you if that's what you require. Thank you very much.
Would you rap for us now?
Yes, sir, if you wish me to.
Would you do...
I'd like to call my press assistant, Lisa Herndon.
Oh, Lily.
Who is in the back room at the phone right now. I realize that it's been requested that I do some rap. All right, here we are. I have a prepared statement with my rap.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chief Charles Moose.
Thank you all for coming. Ladies and gentlemen, she dressed in yellow. She says, hello. Come, sit next to me, fine fellow. Thank you very much. More to come later. Thank you. I appreciate that. Very good. My name is Moose MC.
MC Moose.
Body move in, body move in, A1 sound, so soothing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Very, very happy. I have let my hair down today, and I will accept all of you kissing my ass for the next 2 hours.
Okay. I believe we do have a champion. We need a challenger for Low Budget Jeopardy. Call right now.
That is very exciting, sir.
And we'll be back after this.
Well, I'm not at liberty to say whether that's true or not, sir. Yes, excuse me. Okay. My assistant is whispering something. H to the Izzo. Fat boys in the house.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, let me tell you something. There are two things which clearly differentiate the human species from animals. One, we use cutlery. Two, we're capable of controlling our sexual urges. Now, you might be an exception, but don't drag me down into your private hell.
The Don and Mike Show. Catering to the BM eaters. The Don and Mike Show.
Sir, I do not find that BM eaters is appropriate language. I'll let you slide for now.
Listen, it's Chief Moose here, American hero. And I'll tell you, during the break, he's really been chilling out. He's had a couple of pops.
Wow.
Had some adult beverages.
Yeah.
May have shared some doobie wah. I don't know. Yeah. He was back with Joe for a long time.
Today, I want a ticket to see Dr. J, front row seat in free, no pay.
Wow. Just doing some rap?
Yeah, just rapping.
You doing freestyle?
Radio in hand, snacks by feet, game's about to start. You're kicking popcorn to the beat.
Charles Moose.
I'm Charles Moose. One day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger-licking, this dude walked in looking strange and kind of funny, went up to the front with a menu and his money. Thank you, sir. The moose is loose. Thank you very much.
Charlie Moose. Chief, let's play Low Budget Jeff RD.
Sir, I would like to do that right now. If you would give me an opportunity now to introduce the challenger on Low Budget Jeopardy. This person is a designer from Bethesda. Let's welcome the challenger, Otis Gray.
Otis, my man.
How you doing?
Hi, Otis.
Chief Moose.
How are you?
I'm just
sir. Thank you very much. Now entering the studios, our returning champion. He is an iron worker from Rochester, New York. His total is $166. Let's say hi to Mark Marsh.
Mark!
Hello, Chief Moose.
Mark, listen, being our returning Low Budget Jeff RD champion, how has it changed your life?
Well, more people from work have discovered your show and thanked me for it.
Thank you very much. And now entering the studio, sir, As the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, I'd like to urge Mark and Otis to not screw with LQ. Say hi to Alex DeBeck Geronimo, sir.
Thank you, Chief Moose. Let me just say...
thank you.
H to the Izzo, M to the Musso.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win.
You did.
Good luck.
Hey, Chief Moose.
Yes.
Who's the man?
I'm the man.
Yeah. Who's the man?
Thanks for pointing at me, sir. Sir, it's not. I'm not at liberty to divulge who the man is.
You the man.
I will accept your plaudits, but I will tell you right now that, yeah, maybe I am the man.
You are the man.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Here are your categories, fellas.
Feel it, funk it, answer junk it.
Categories are true or false, name that network, teeth, capped or not.
There you go.
This week's starting NFL quarterbacks.
I won't tear the sack up. Punk, you better pack up.
And new on DVD home, The Deal. Again, your categories are true or false. Name that network.
Feel it.
Excuse me?
Feel it.
Feel what?
Go ahead.
Feel what?
Read your categories again.
Teeth.
Feel it.
Caps or not.
Funk it.
This week's starting NFL quarterbacks.
Get busy.
New on DVD.
Hamster junking.
Home video.
I got more rhymes than there's cops that are dunking.
We will start with you, Otis, my man.
Okay, let's go for true or false.
Ah, great, 50-50. True or false, a new government report says that duct tape removes warts better than freezing them off.
What is false?
I'm sorry, sir, you did not answer correctly. Therefore, we will go on to the other guy who's got the big money because he's the champion, Mark.
Mark.
Chance to steal.
What is true?
Yes, yes, your government says.
You are on the board and rolling, sir. Please, sir, select another category.
Can I have a $2 question, please?
$2. Williamson from CSI was an usher at Brad Pitt's wedding to Jennifer Aniston.
What is false?
That's right.
$2 for you, Mark. Select again.
Let's finish the category, please.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow has started her own Los Angeles hot yoga club, specifically... That's where you go and have yoga in a room where the temperature is 106 degrees.
True.
That was not in the form of a question.
Otis, it is your chance to steal on No Budget Jeopardy.
I'll try what is true.
Yes, that is true. Dumb bitch. I mean, that's typical.
Sir, that is not the kind of language that I can allow while I am hosting Low Budget Jeopardy.
You know, how do you know an actress has too much money?
She is too skinny.
When she has enough money to open up a yoga club where you're going to make it 106 degrees in there.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Too much money.
Turn down the heat.
Thank you.
You need some moose meat. Otis, you're in control.
Otis, go again, please.
I'll take starting QB for one.
All right, this weekend, he will be starting for your Atlanta Falcons.
Oh.
Who's Mark Vick? Your chance to steal.
Who's Michael Vick?
Yes, Michael Vick, perhaps the most exciting player in the National Football League.
$1 for you back in control, Mark.
NFL starters for two.
He'll be starting this weekend for your Detroit Lions.
Who is Joey Harrington?
Right.
$2 for you, sir. Go again, please.
Finish the category, please.
He will be starting this weekend for your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who is Tommy Maddox?
Tommy Maddox is right.
$3, a strong performance. You've taken a commanding lead, sir. I think that's fantastic.
Can I have name that network for one, please?
Hey, Chief Moose.
Yes, sir.
Do the hustle.
Do the hustle. I'm never going to give you up. Never, never going to stop. Do the hustle.
Name that network for one.
Name that tune.
I'll tell you the name of a TV show and you tell me what network it's on. Chief Moose?
All right, go ahead.
Oh, I thought you had something.
No, I was just... I'm getting a lot of distractions today. There are lots of people hovering around me. It's getting a little crazy.
Everybody trying to help you out with the rap
everybody
today?
Yeah, a little too much rap help.
Too much.
I would like to say, sir, all the rap lyrics, please. Sit down now with them. I'm trying to do the best. I will keep it to Hotel Motel.
Name that network. For one, without a trace.
What is ABC?
Negative.
Otis, my man, it is time for you to steal.
What is CBS?
Right.
What was the dollar value as I tried
Uno.
To get $1 for you, Otis?
Uno.
Okay, let's try that for two.
All right. The George Lopez Show.
What is Fox?
You would think.
Mark, your chance to steal.
What is ABC?
Right again.
I'm a big fan. I enjoy the George Lopez Show.
Do you really?
But I have not gotten a chance to watch any TV other than me. Don't you see? All right. You're on the board again, Mark. Go again.
Let's finish the category, please.
Boomtown.
What is WB?
Negative.
Otis, your chance to steal.
What is ABC?
No.
Negative. NBC.
Mark, you're in control.
Let's try new on DVD and home video for one, please.
All right, new on DVD home. Stars Adam Sandler.
What is Mr. Deeds?
Yes, Mr. Deeds.
$1 for you, Mark. Select again. You're doing very well.
The $2 question, please.
The first part of next week, stars Ben Affleck.
What is...
Otis, your chance to steal.
Ben Affleck. What is Sound of Music?
Sound of Music.
The sum of all fears.
What is... The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music. We have songs. Sir?
Yes?
They have sung for 1,000 years. Mark, you're in control.
Okay. Charles Moose Van Trapp.
Thank you very much.
Can I have the $3 category, please?
Yes. New on DVD, home video for 3 stars. Frankie Muniz, the kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Am I pronouncing that right? Muniz?
Yes. Otis, your chance to steal.
I've seen so much crap about that movie.
What is Big Fat Liar?
Mark, you are still in control.
What is Teeth, Capped or Not for one, please?
Here we go. Teeth. And you got to say it like me. Teeth.
Teeth.
Capped or Not.
Capped or Not.
For one. Greg Kinnear.
What is no?
That's right. Those are his real teethers.
$1 for you, Mark. Very good. You know your teeth.
Is that movie opening wide this weekend or still not?
I didn't read anything about it. I think it's still,
still not. That Hogan's Heroes movie still not?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. For two.
Autofocus.
Mm-hmm. Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus. The cornfield is totally filled with locusts.
For two. TV's Regis Philbin.
What is yes?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
$2. Those are piano keys in his mouth.
Twice over, Caps.
Let's finish the category, please.
Underneath there, green and rotted.
Final question on the big board. TV's James Gandolfini.
What is real?
Otis, your chance to steal.
What is not Caps? Oh.
Way to go. Way to pay attention.
They are Caps. You got that wrong.
And is that the end?
Yeah.
That is the end of the first round with these genii.
See, when the other guy says no, that would mean the answer.
I couldn't hear what he said.
Yeah, right. The answer would be yes. Chief Moose.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the level of concentration that was offered in that game. I do hope that in the final round of Jeopardy that the particular subjects, will actually participate with a little more attention to the eyes on the prize.
Now, Moose on the loose, what is the
score?
Tell
me no lies.
What is the score here?
Mark finishes with $15. Otis only has $4. He had a chance to pick up a significant amount of money with $3 question that he was not paying attention. And then he lied, sir, by saying he couldn't hear. I do not believe that. Therefore, I will question him later.
Otis and Mark, here you go. You got a 50-50 shot here. Our category and final low-budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you both to bet at all, is which is larger? And here is the answer. He's a writer. He's a movie maker. He's a friend of this show. His name is Michael Moore. Which is larger, his age or his waist size? Which is a higher number, his age or his waist size? Don't forget to answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy,
goddamn equipment,
will receive the Book of Moose, a detailed history of utter famous moose moments, with lots of pictures for you to read. Pictures of famous American mooses, from Bullwinkle to Mr. Moose to a bottle of Moosehead beer, and a lovely picture of Yankees pitcher Mike Mussina. If it has to do with moose, it's in this book. Well, my name's not Chief Moose. Back to final low budget, Jeff.
Thank you, Chief Moose.
It's time now on Dave Game. It's cash for you and me.
I want to go to my man Otis first, right?
Otis, my man. He is the low person on the pole.
All right. Michael Moore, which is larger, his age or his waist size?
I'd have to say waist size.
That was not in the form of a question.
I am sorry, Otis, that knocks you down to zero, but you will receive a parting gift.
Otis, when will you learn? Mark.
I said, what is age?
What is age? And that is incorrect.
That means next time we will have two brand new challengers to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Michael Moore is 48 years old. His waist size, 52.
52.
52.
That is fat, Jack.
Age, 48. Waist size, 52. Alan Limewine, acting general manager, loves the game because we've given no money away today.
That's right.
But don't go away, Matt. Just go away, Otis. And Mark, here now is Chief Moose on the loose to tell you what you want. Chief Moose.
Sir, you have $166. I am talking, of course, about Mark Marsh. You get to keep that. And here are your parting gifts for both you and Otis. Are you ready?
Yes.
You have won a First Lady mask. This Halloween mask is provided by AnyMask.com. The Any Mask, the Any Kind, how many Annies can they put in the coffee? The Any Kind of Mask Store. Remember, AnyMask.com has the mask. Find him on the web at AnyMask.com. Anytime, anywhere, we are here. Call us. We want to hear from you. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a Sopranos pass pack. Don't miss the Sopranos this Sunday at 9 p.m. New episodes every Sunday, only on HBO. The complete third season is now available, sir, on DVD and VHS. Thank you very much.
Otis, my man, and Mark, have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, fellas. And what can I say? Chief Moose, you're the man. I want you to relax this weekend.
I will not be doing that, sir.
I want you to hit that thing. I want you to hit it with your rhythm stick. I want you to achieve release.
I will tell you that the word relax is not in my vocabulary.
I want you to, like, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, relax.
I will be leaving autographs for all of you. I am the man.
You are the man.
And when we lock those two up, or they get the chair, or whatever happens, I will be taking my shirt off and waving it around my head.
An American hero, Charles Moose, Charlie Moose.
Moose is almost out of the house.
Charlie, Mr. Moose, always remember and never forget. Are you doing the Sacramento Dam?
Yeah, that's for the killers. You'll notice right now I'm turning around, pointing my finger at my ass.
Oh. Remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy's a production of
Sir Quaron Incorporated, sir, and is distributed by King World. I'll see you tomorrow at noon for my 8 a.m. press conference.
Hold on. He was even late on the door.
What are you doing on the door there?
Sorry, sir.
That's okay.
Why did you open and shut the door while I was still in here? Would you like me to leave?
I'm outside, sir. I'm outside. I was.
All right, Chief Moose. I'm kidding you. Come on. Who am I to shut the door on an American?
I want you to know that I'm the only one who's responsible for canceling these press conferences. What I was going to say is that tomorrow there will be a briefing at approximately 12 noon.
And you will be there at?
4 p.m. Thank you. God bless you. Good night.
There he goes. Charles Moose.
There he is.
Chief Moose. Chief Moose. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you.
Come on, sir. Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'll drink to that.
Ladies, they love your in-betweens. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, countdown here to two-girl action. 6 minutes.
Are we going to give them any leeway at all?
Maybe till the end of the segment.
I don't know. Do we ever get a phone number?
No. Just two crazy broads wanted to come down and do something, win the trip to Las Vegas, which is still on the line. We'll give it away before we get out of here today. Hi, Don, on my show.
Hey, I'm calling from Seattle. This is Chris. You guys aren't live here anymore, you know that?
Yeah, I understand. They're running us, are they still running us twice a day or just?
Yeah, well, today we're going to listen to your show yesterday.
Yeah.
So, and then tomorrow morning, we'll listen to this show. See what I'm saying?
No,
it's
no,
all
no.
backwards.
Are they still running us, like, from 9 till noon and then?
No, you guys are on from... Oh, yeah, you're on from 9 to noon, and then you're on at 7 at night till...
11.
Right.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Ask me if we're on from 9 to noon.
Are we on from 9 till noon?
No. You're on from 9 to noon.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
I've got a crossword puzzle, buddy.
Okay. How close is Seattle to Northern California? I mean, not far, right?
Rob, no, that's thousands of miles.
I don't know what.
It's used to alienate the people of Washington State.
Not Seattle close is a great city. I just want to say that is one effed up station that they're running the show from 9 till noon, and they're running it from 7 to 11. They're running 7 hours of a show, but they're running none of it live.
That is just completely ridiculous.
Don't get it. Don't get it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Ashley calling. We're very close.
Where are you, Ashley?
Where are you, Ashley?
Okay, we are, like, we just got on to 66 West. We're, like, I think 10 or 15 minutes away.
If you just got on to 66 West,
yeah,
that'd be about right.
Yeah, I think I've never been to the station, but about directions. I think we're, like, fairly close.
Is traffic moving at all, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely. We're, like, I mean, it's not, like, it's
Ashley?
Not falling, but it's not fast.
Ashley. Try not to say the word like.
Try not to say like, Ashley.
Please?
Like? No more like?
No more like.
Please?
Okay, no more dislikes. Okay, no like.
All right, I'll hold on to the trip until you get here.
Okay, I'm totally coming. Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Now, you think she's a...
I think she might be jerking our chain.
A talk keys?
I think she might be jerking our chain. It's that very enthusiastic attitude, you know.
I don't believe
where they might be drinking some beers. But then again, you know, the only thing that would say that's not true is the trip.
Yeah, who doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Right.
Except my wife. Last night, we're watching...
She doesn't want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, we're watching that CSI, and, you know, it's not the greatest one, but I said to her, hey, you know what? Our kid, Bart, during Christmas time, he's going to be spending some time away from us.
Right.
He's going on a little side trip with some friends for a couple of days over the Christmas holiday. And I said, how about you and me? You know, let's get on a plane and go to Vegas.
It's great. It's so much
she
fun
said,
now.
Well, what will we do? And I said, we play cards, and you know they got everything's in Vegas now. So they got, you know, it's like everywhere's an amusement park now. It's
yeah, absolutely.
An adult amusement park.
Right.
And she said, "But we'd stay inside all the time." I said, "Right, right. You go to Las Vegas, and like you don't sleep, and you play blackjack, and then if you want to go see some hokey show, we go to some hokey show." And,
yeah, they got a lot of different stuff out there.
Good
and, I mean,
seller on it.
Oh man, you know what? You let me talk to her because you know I know she doesn't buy what I say very often, but they have. That place in 5 years, when I went out there the last time, it boggles the mind what they built out there. And you know what'll sell her?
What?
Sell her on the nice hotel. She likes a good, nice little place, right?
Yeah, but she thinks that they all look like the Poconos.
No.
Really?
No. I mean, we stayed, when I went out there for the fight. We
oh,
stayed,
for the HBO trip?
We stayed at that place, Bellagio.
Bellagio?
Oh, my God. Incredible.
Boy, do I want to go. I got a real hard on to go to Las Vegas every time I see CSI. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello?
Hey.
Now, I just wanted to see if I could get a shot at making Joe laugh.
No, that contest was 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I know. I was stuck in the car. I don't have a cell phone. Starving artist and all.
No chance. All right, Don Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know something. I had a... I have to...
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. You'll be able to concentrate.
Turn your radio down.
I moved. I'm here.
All right.
I have a court summons or a jury summons.
I bet you do.
And they ask what radio programs you listen to. Should I put y'all down?
Yeah, that's probably a great way to get out of jury duty. And I'm not kidding.
Right.
That's what I'm fixing to do.
I'm fixing to do that, and then I'm going to go out and spend the rest of my weekend drinking shine.
Ye is not guilty.
Hey, look at this. I listen to Don and Mike, and the judge looked right down his glasses at me and said, I excuse ye.
Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, we're doing great.
Oh, man, you guys are so unbelievable. I get to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Hello, Don Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi there.
You have got to talk your wife into going to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think I'll be able to. I think I'll be able to work her into it.
I go out there two or three times a year, sometimes for business, sometimes for fun, and I'm telling you, it is the greatest town in the world, whether you like to gamble or not. Tons of shows. Just wandering around the hotels is amazing.
I know a great restaurant out there that you could take her to, too. It's Jaguars.
Oh, Rosewood Grill, right on the strip.
All right, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah,
what's happening in America? I can't even make a strip joint joke.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air, Chris.
Hey, Don, I just want to tell you, do you know the Star Trek casino out in Las Vegas?
Listen, let's lowball that, okay? I don't want my wife to know about that.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
But
I think I know why somebody wants to go to Vegas.
Oh, no. More to do than just that, but I am highly aware of the fact that there is a casino in Vegas in which it's an actual replica of the bridge of the Enterprise.
Wow.
Yeah, you go on a simulator ride to save Captain Picard.
Also, I believe the epicenter of sports memorabilia stores.
You know I love that crap.
Yeah, they like that kind of stuff.
I love that crap. Hello, here is Mike the Ballbuster from Philly. Mike.
Oh, Ballbuster. Wow. Thank you very much. I mean, I didn't come on with that.
It's what it says on my screen.
Oh,
Mike
really?
From Philly, Ballbuster.
Yeah, we didn't give you that.
I would do it my life then. Keep constantly calling you up and correcting you the way you pronounce things. You know, first it was Sopranos versus Sopranos.
Yes.
Now it's Frankie Muniz.
What is the correct pronunciation?
Was it Muniz?
None of us
Frank
knew that.
Muniz.
Is it Muniz?
No, you said Muniz.
What is the correct pronunciation, Mr. Argue? You know what? When a guy is this argumentative, you can't even communicate with him.
I can't understand. You know, I mean, it's like very early to be so S-faced that you're not going to get these words out correctly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You are so argumentative. We are actually trying to have a dialogue.
Not at all.
I believe that I said, Frankie.
Hey, Mike, nobody was talking to you, okay?
Hey, F you, pal. I'm telling you.
And you are. You're complaining.
Did I say anything to you?
You know what? I'll say something to you. I'm going to drive up to Philadelphia to meet you.
Mike.
No, it's down. It's not
Mike,
up.
Mike.
See? You are a dumbass.
And you are a ball buster.
And I have another bone to pick with you, Don.
Yeah.
I believe I'm the dumbest millionaire. Okay?
I'll give you that.
You know?
Although I doubt you're a millionaire.
Well, it depends on which way you cut the bread.
Well, you know what? If you service enough men, it can add up. It really can add up. And if you let your mom, you know, do that weekend
just
work.
Stop right there. You had him right there. No. You had me at
service enough men.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right there. Winner.
Winner.
Match is over.
Winner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
If you go down on enough guys.
You can add it all up. Put it in it's money in the bank.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, this is Chris. I'm a wedding work for a wedding chapel in Las Vegas.
And speaking of bank, he keeps the change.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, hello. I thought maybe you and Frida could renew your vows.
Yeah.
I offered that one time I offered that to her. We were gonna, I know what it was. It was when we had that trip to Graceland,
right.
And then we didn't go. We didn't go. Robbie ended up going with his wife.
You know what? It is.
They're gonna do a foursome thing down there.
It is a great town.
We weren't gonna do that kind of foursome thing, Robbie. It is Friday afternoon, and ladies and gentlemen, right here. I know you're listening. You're thinking, wow, these guys are total retards.
Right.
Well, you're right. We are. We're social misfits. We're socially retarded, but we have been touched by God.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, Don, Mike, you guys are socially retarded, but I'm going to give you the gift to review movies you have not seen.
We hold our hands up like this, like the Pope. That's what we do.
Here's what we got. We got three of them this weekend. We got the Jerry Seinfeld real-life documentary thing, comedian. We got the horror movie Ghost Ship, and we have the much talked about Jackass.
Very good.
And, gee, I don't know. We got enough time?
Where do you begin?
We can go. We
are we doing separate movies again? Is that the new format that we take?
I have strong feelings about, well, about all three of them, actually.
You pick whichever one you want. I've only got strong feelings for two.
All right, well then, here we go. We'll start with comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Mind if I go first?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Comedian by Don. Now, I'm a fan of Jerry Seinfeld. I like the Jerry Seinfeld show. I still laugh at the reruns. It's a goddamn funny show. But I've never been a huge fan of the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up, the whole, I'm going to point out the small nuances that you've never noticed, or the clever play on words, and gosh, aren't I just the greatest thing ever with my 48 goddamn Porsches and more money than I know what to do with. And I've seen him interviewed in relation to this movie, and he's doing that whole thing where he is, because he's so successful, he's Jerry Seinfeld, and he's talking down to us, and he's telling us, the little people, how we should be so happy that he's going back out and doing stand-up again, and that you've got to give the people the comedy because they crave it, and the great Jerry delivers it. Jerry, eat me, Jerry. Eat me. You know, I mean, I'm torn. I'm conflicted because I enjoy the TV show, right, but the real-life Jerry is like an out-of-control maniac.
Right.
Do you want a shot at this one?
No, I because I would absolutely duplicate you. So, I mean, there's no need for me to do a comedian because you said what I thought exactly. I will just add that the pomposity of Jerry Seinfeld when he's interviewed, he is beginning to rival Jerry Lewis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Next movie, Ghost Ship. You want to go first?
Ghost Ship.
Okay, go.
If you remember, the last scary movie that I reviewed was The Ring, and I told you that Naomi Watts and that plot looked great. This is the opposite. Let me tell you why this is going to be a bad movie. Because Ghost Ship is filled with nothing but computer-generated special effects. And I am sorry, when you make a scary movie, you have to have an element of suspense. You have to have a little psychological drama. You cannot have a movie that completely relies on all these stupid little people walking through walls. It's just not going to be funny. Why be not funny? That's scary. Why isn't it going to be scary? Because we have seen these things before. And when you see enough of them, they're not scary anymore. So this movie looks dumb. It's got those B-movie actors and actresses that suck, and a few of them have nice cleavage. But outside of that, this movie is thumbs down all the way. Do not waste your time. You will be angry if you pay money to go see Ghost Ship. You will walk out of the theater and be so angry that you actually bought a ticket. An enormous thumbs down.
Wow. Well, you know, this is why we do the show together.
Right.
Two men, one brain.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I have no counterpoint.
Yeah.
You said it exactly as I would say it.
You know, maybe when it comes back on cable, you know, you take
maybe
a peek at it.
Maybe. All right. And finally, Jackass. And I don't know. This may be where we part company.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what you have to say about this.
Jackass by Don. Three words. 5 minutes ago. My feelings on Jackass. 5 minutes ago. You know, they got that thing, what's in, what's out.
Mm-hmm.
Jackass was in when it was on MTV. Now it's out. Now I've seen the video of bum fighting. I've seen the knockoffs of Jackass. I've seen the ads for Jackass on TV. And really, they say, we show you the stuff that you couldn't see on TV. I can't imagine that there's anything so groundbreaking in this that I haven't seen it already yet on MTV. It's just it'll have cussing. You'll see guys get hit in the balls. You'll see guys go down a hill in a giant garbage can rolling over and over. And yeah, it's funny, but I've seen it too much. So I say, Jackass, 5 minutes late. No, I won't go. I won't go. I've seen the show. Do you have a differing point of opinion?
Slightly.
Differing view, rather?
Slightly, not differing, but I've got a different take on it.
All right, and just waiting for the thing to re-cue the TikTok, go.
Jackass by Mike. I think it was a couple of years ago that we had a chance to interview one of these guys from Jackass. And at that
Steve-O.
Time, Steve-O was, you know, it was kind of new, it was kind of fun. But I will tell you what I'd like to see now, because let me tell you what this kind of comedy is all about. What Jackass is all about is really getting to the next level. Is always trying to do what you can't do. So here's a wonderful thing, so you don't have to waste everybody's time. What you do is you get all the guys from Jackass, you find the tallest bridge you can possibly find, and then have them all jump off of it, all right? And you know what's going to happen? They're going to hit the water, and they're all going to die. And they get a nice close-up of them floating in the water because they've broken all their arms and legs and their neck. And they're dead, floating in the water. And they're never coming back to us. Because really, what are we wanting to see when we watch Jackass? We're wanting to see the car wreck. We want to see the bloody body. And give us what we really want, which is 4 dead bodies, including that dwarf, floating in the water. It'll be wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you.
I wish we could be more positive, folks.
Sorry about that.
I wish we could.
Stay home this weekend.
Comedian, we agreed. Wasting your time. Go ship. Wasting your time. Jackass. If you gotta go.
You know, really, it's like a train wreck. I can see it. You see it out of curiosity. Why not?
Now, speaking of Jackass, mm-hmm. our friend, Hollywood legend Rip Taylor, is in the movie Jackass.
Wow.
And we are going to attempt to call him. Call him now.
Let's call Rip. It's been ages since we've had him on the show.
Rip Taylor. When he was the celebrity burper, mm-hmm. he requested that we call him around the time the movie Jackass.
Accept calls from blocked numbers.
Okay.
Reveal your number on this call. Hang on.
Reveal your number. Right. Reveal your number. Yeah, right.
He's a little weird about whether or not he'll take calls, so don't block the line. He made me promise him he would only do celebrity burp if we allowed him to plug Jackass when it came out. So we're making good on a promise.
Oh, good.
Well, Robbie, I turned your mic off. Didn't mean to.
I hope he's back. He was in the valley for breakfast.
I'm leaving early to go to the valley to meet the manager. Today opens the Jackass. And oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The caller ID is on the word. I'll call you back.
Hey, Rip, Don and Mike just calling about Jackass.
You know, he said he'd come on the Celebrity Burp Contest if we gave Jackass a little plug, so we were calling you today on the opening day of Jackass, and we wanted to chat with you. You can call us next week.
Yeah, or we'll call you next week, see how you feel about the opening weekend.
Absolutely, Rip,
okay.
And, you know, don't be a stranger.
Bye. Bye now. Bye then.
You know, I love his machines.
How's Robbie, your houseboy?
Or do you still have Robbie?
Yeah. Good question. Doesn't have Robbie, the houseboy Robbie?
Nobody leaves a better show busy message than Rip Taylor.
All right, bye, Rip.
Bye, Rip.
Bye-bye. Yeah. All right, now they're still having breakfast in the valley.
I suppose, with a big bag of confetti.
With the manager. My manager.
That's for Jack.
That's a double hitter for him.
Yeah, he hasn't done that before.
Hey, it's the effing faggot guy.
He struck twice in one day.
Wow.
That can't be Rip Taylor, can it?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, have you given away the Vegas trip yet?
No, we haven't.
I will come down there and lick your diseased foot for the trip.
Now, I must tell you something, sir.
I'm in Fairfax, too.
Can I tell you something?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure, you could come down and lick my foot, but I'm telling you, these reports about my diseased foot, as you call it, are highly blown out of proportion, I will tell you, and my wife will attest to this.
The reports of the amputation have been greatly exaggerated.
The toe fungi is in serious remission.
Oh, wow.
Not to mention the fact that the ingrown toenail is completely healed.
Wonderful. Incredible.
My feet are looking beautiful.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, I'm still up to licking the foot.
No, thanks. I'm not a foot guy. I'm not into feet.
Mike, how about your pretty feet?
You know, sir, I'll be honest with you. Your licking my feet wouldn't be anything special because, well, they're just too damn beautiful.
Sorry.
Anything I can do for the trip?
You can stand by your radio, sir.
Right, like everybody else. Right.
Okay, well, I just wanted to offer it up.
Get a couple of hot lesbians to come down here.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're waiting on.
Yeah, and I tell you, I'm beginning to wonder now.
And Mike, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this Don?
And Mike, hi. Yeah.
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 I got nothing to say.
Yeah.
I think you guys suck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but you're listening and calling. Welcome to Friday. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yes, Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, this would be the hour.
The number of your last incoming call was.
Okay, someone pick it up.
This would be the hour where people start to feel their loneliness.
Yeah, if you're alone on a Friday night.
That's what you do. You're a little angry. You don't have any big plans.
No friends.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Friday night, call Don and Mike. Listen to the show.
Mm-hmm. You listen to the show, the whole show.
And you got to dial like a demon to get through because our lines are so jammed up. And then you finally, after hours of trying, you get the ring.
It's very, very sad.
Just because you're not going to get laid tonight, you have to say we suck and then you hang up.
Very frustrating. And you run away like a coward.
I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm waiting on the replay.
You got the number? You think that's it?
I think that is.
All right, let me try.
You need to feel courageous and manly. So
yes, and then you hang up and run.
Yeah.
And I like calling these people back.
Yeah.
That's not it?
Oh, hold on. That's why we double check.
Always double check.
And here we go. Take this part off the air. As per
FCC regulations.
The rules and regulations state very clearly that we are unable to do that now.
I just want to call the brave man. Yeah, yeah. Hey, douchebag. Hey, douchebag. Yeah, you're a big, tough man, aren't you?
There you go. I wish we could hear the other side of the conversation.
Yeah, you're a big tough man, huh?
Me too.
So what do you got to say? What do you got to, so you're not so tough? Shall I put you on the air so you can apologize? Eight. There's only two numbers left. Oh, you know what they're doing now? They're deleting me out. You know what? They're deleting me out.
You know, you can't even get any revenge anymore.
Now, listen, the deal is, I'm not giving out the guy's whole phone number.
No. I don't think they let you give any digits out now anymore.
First three. You're going to run out of delay. Don't do this to me. Really, don't do this to me. No, you don't have to. Come in here for a second. Don't talk to me on the headphones. Come in here for a second. Lisa, please. 863 are the first three numbers. It doesn't do any good to hit the button. We're out of delay. So I get the first three numbers.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it matters. It matters to me. The guy's a jerk off. The guy's a jerk off.
I know he's a big
right, he's a big dick.
I know.
He's a big dick.
And I think he should die.
She's with you.
Number out on the air because we have to break.
Okay.
Wow. You know what? You know, all of us have plans.
Period pay.
You know, unlike that man on the phone, all of us have plans.
Oh, nay. Nestle Ique.
It's K. He can weigh.
A day.
He can weigh.
Ique fray.
Ucking say.
What'd you say?
I said ucking say.
You can say that.
Sucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said ucking fay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You can't say that.
I just did. Okay, let's go to Buzz. Lisa, we've run out of the line. We have run out of the line.
Until next week. Here's it all up.
Too much fun.
See, now the delay's back. What are you going to stand there?
Yes.
And delete me out?
No. Now, don't challenge. Do not challenge.
Don't, Lisa, please.
I have to.
You can trust me. Here, take the phone number.
He's memorized it already.
Take the phone number. Now, please leave the room. Please, I swear in my child's life, I will not give out the phone number. I'm kidding. I didn't give out the phone number.
No, you did. Oh, dear. But her hair looks lovely today.
It does.
That's the hair you keep for the photo shoot.
Okay. Let's go to Buzz.
In a world where
what an interesting last half hour.
Was strictly forbidden,
wow.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Think we had enough delay?
Yeah.
He made it up.
You said effing, so you're okay. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say the F word.
No. Second time you were safe.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch you panic.
I thought I said.
Yeah.
Okay, I said effing.
Yes, you're safe. Now I have to thank that caller for making this last 10 minutes very festive.
So I didn't say effing on the air. I said it, and then I hit the delay.
Right.
And I thought when we came back that I accidentally had said it again.
Right, but you didn't.
Oh.
Because no. You're a pro.
Look it up, Rob.
You know, really, I mean, it's because of that call, believe it or not, that this was such a pleasant last 10 minutes. Yeah. And because of that, I'm going to F his mother extra good.
29 times.
There you are.
Or the phone number there. Buzz, your lead story. I memorized it, Lisa.
Today's top story is we've lost a senator and an actor.
Really? Yeah. Oh, death in the news.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. But non-sniper related death.
No.
So stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
This.
No.
Hold
on.
Don't do it. Don't break.
Premature.
You know what?
There's a machine.
Careful.
I think it's the machine.
We might not have that backed up anywhere.
Let's see. Stay tuned.
Hold it's on, not working. I think it's the machine.
You think it's the machine?
I do.
I think it's the cart.
But I think
damn
it's
the...
We have 100 bad cards then.
I think it's the mucking machine.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Try it now.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I'm hearing a cue, though.
Oh, was it actually moving?
Yeah. I think so.
You know what's great?
Hey, everybody. How you like the show?
Once we get this new technology worked out, this show is going to sing.
Where are those lesbians? God damn, where are those lesbians?
Yeah, really. You know what?
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, don't break.
Don't break. False alarm.
Lisa's sending me an instant message. You still swore on your kid's life. Right, I swore on my kid's life I wouldn't give out the phone number.
Children. And you haven't.
She's instant messaged more numbers than that, darling. There's many more numbers than that. Are we going to try this now?
Hold on, I think it's queuing now.
Okay. Very good.
If anyone's still listening, we're all set now. Ready?
Hey, for anybody listening out there, anybody
has that's what it sounds like now.
Okay, I've hit the button.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was not very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, and it's an exciting bit of news here.
Yes. These ladies have called us earlier, Ashley and her friend.
They made it.
My God, they're statuesque women.
Wow.
Amazonia.
Amazon.
My God, they are tall.
Yeah. Whether if we get any news or not, this segment is sponsored by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax.
Yes, please.
Wow. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-800-TRY-VMAX. Hi, girls.
Hi, ladies. You made
Hello,
it.
Huh?
Hello,
made it.
Which one is Ashley?
I am Ashley.
Hi, you're Ashley.
I am Rachel.
Hi, girls. Here is the deal. You're here.
Right.
You're not queer.
We're embarrassed.
Okay. we are running out of time on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, we're right at the end of the show, right, and this is that's Buzz over there, and he's doing news.
Hi, ladies.
Hi. Here's where we're at. We have a trip to Las Vegas. You called in. You offered up some kind of hot lesbian action.
Mm-hmm. Some kind of show that we really have nothing to do with choreographing. It's your own show.
There are no stipulations.
There are no restrictions whatsoever.
It's totally subjective.
Wow.
That if we like it, we'll give you the prize.
Just play it in. The only thing that's going to happen is Buzz is going to go on with his news.
If he likes, if he chooses to.
If you choose to.
Either way.
Buzz, which would you like to do, Buzz?
Yes, because these aren't like...
Or Buzz, let's come over here and watch.
I'd rather see the show, and I'll give you a headline capsulization of the stuff that I promised. How's that?
Okay, girls, while you're getting... Are you going to kiss?
Absolutely.
All right, well, Robbie, we got to get this mic.
Yeah. You might do a lot.
Right, we have the extra mic over here, Rob.
Turn mic number 5 on.
All right.
Can we get, a chair or something?
We have a chair right there.
We can get you a chair.
We have that little half chair that's right underneath the console.
Okay. Chairs on the way.
Sure, for the Beach Towel Club, we're going to need the celebrities that you girls think you most resemble.
I can't think of a better way to end the week.
Oh, really?
Jeez, I don't know. I'm pretty tall. I'm Spanish.
Yeah?
I think I'm pretty hot. I don't
know. Yeah, I think so.
I believe you me.
A little like the Mexican actress, I'm trying to think.
Selma Hayek,
but from a few years back.
You know who I'd say? What was her name? Who's the girl that was on the funniest video show?
Daisy Fuentes.
Yes, Daisy Fuentes. Yeah.
All right, that'll work.
Yes. And you say teats or bosoms.
Right. Real classy. All right, sorry.
Who do you think you look like?
Who do I think I look like?
Yeah.
Go for it. I think I've got my own unique look.
Yeah, you're a little bit... I'm it's so late in the show that I'm blocking on all the names, but who's the mom from Home Alone?
Home Alone?
What's her name?
You mean
everybody's blocking on Friday.
I know who you mean, the lady from SCTV, Catherine
O'Hara.
O'Hara?
Right. A little bit of Catherine O'Hara.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah.
Girls, here's the deal.
I'm glad I worked on it that long.
You got 3 minutes.
Oh, for the love of God.
Go.
All right.
We're just going to be quiet.
Are we going to have any background music?
No. Yeah, we're going to be quiet.
Yeah,
we're going to allow...
No music?
No.
Make your own music.
I want our listeners to enjoy this.
These two women are making beautiful music right now. Are you two card-carrying lesbians? That's my question.
I like men, too.
Okay, very good.
I would like the shirts have to come off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, if the shirts don't...
Yeah, if shirts don't come off, nobody's going to Vegas.
Yeah, for tickets to Vegas.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Oh, my.
Okay, let's just listen to them, Jess. Now, they're feeling each other.
Mm-hmm.
There, now, hold on. Her shirt's coming off. Robbie, you really got to mic this now.
All right, yes. A little bit.
Okay, shirts are off.
It's our little gift to you.
Now, that's right. Rob, get right in there with the mic. Don't be shy.
I just heard a little instruction. Oh, my.
Wow.
Heated.
No, keep going, keep going. Give me that, just another minute. Almost there.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
I don't find that offensive.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, is this a...
Yes, you know what, ladies?
Ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's going to Vegas.
Yes.
I'm so embarrassed.
Absolutely.
Yes,
you know what?
May I tell you?
You know what the word is, Don?
Aroused?
You don't know. The word is commitment.
Erect?
These two ladies committed.
Totally.
To the
yes.
show.
They're
look
girls.
At them. My God, they're flushed. They're hot. They're
Ashley.
Bothered.
Ashley?
Yes.
Wow.
Ashley, really, I mean, you know, sometimes people say they're going to deliver and they don't deliver.
You
delivered. You guys delivered and then some.
You guys were a little bit skeptical.
Oh, we were skeptical.
Totally skeptical.
Absolutely.
Ashley, you girls are going to Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
Five nights, 6 day trip to Las Vegas. Courtesy of Veramax. Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax.
Yeah, sex more often.
Available at finer health food stores. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
And it really wasn't that much of an effort now, was it?
No, she's
no.
a hottie.
No, she's a hottie. I think someone has to wash their hands, though. I think so.
Not necessarily.
Pinky, pinky. Girls, you're great. Enjoy your trip to Las Vegas. Here's your paperwork. Get out of here.
You win.
That?
Thank you very much.
Roping,
nice meeting you.
Partial nudity here.
Wonderful
nice
meeting you.
Wow, yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, let me
there they go.
I'm just smelling their fingers.
Oh, man. You know what? I mean, no hesitation whatsoever.
They dived right in.
Right to it. Jesus Christ.
That was nice. What I, you know, that's what I call ending the week.
Real girls.
Well
real
done.
Girl on girl action. Buzz, I guess you'll tell us who died in like 1 minute when we come back.
Good.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
The bologna is touching your eyeball and the hot dog is humping your nose. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz, you know we are under a real time constraint. Let's go.
26 seconds. Dead from a plane crash today, Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone. Democrats' death leaves questions about which party will next control the Senate. Actor Richard Harris has died of Hodgkin's in 72. He was in the Harry Potter movies as well as Gladiator
wow.
and Camelot. He had a number one song, MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park is crying in the rain.
That's amazing. That's quick. Alabama, Virginia, and even Maryland are talking death penalty for the D.C. sniper. The reward money will apparently be divided among several tipsters, and Amtrak has beefed up security based on a credible terror threat.
All right. That's good. Yeah, Don Kiley, yeah. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Someone left
the toodaloo.
Ask me. Meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.